Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to... You're gone. Don't call me again.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Say baby, hey. Girl say.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, America, for Railfare 99 or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
Jimmy.
What's up?
Did I miss something?
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
This is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to my favorite Goodfellas on the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
I am the truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs. And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride-swallowing siege that I will never sleep tell you about, okay?
What was it like when you, the night of the election, and you, you have to talk to President Clinton. And, had you talked to him much during the campaign directly?
Probably not. I wouldn't talk to him.
Not a lot. We sort of talked past. He said we had two debates, but nobody showed up. And but I called him, Clegg, and... Well, you know, I didn't... Our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
We live lies. For instance, every man in this room is hiding some porno in his house. Every man in here got a pornography stash in the crib. Not an illegal amount, just enough to get you by. And when we hide porno, we go all out. It ain't behind the refrigerator, under the bed. No, we become Batman when it's time to hide some porno. That's right. You hit the light switch, the whole bookshelf shifts to the side. You go down two flights of stairs into your porno cellar. Janet Jackme, yes. Toby Kai, Dina Davidson, that's right.
Chief O'Hara and I will stay by the bat pole.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
The relaxed bar.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to the Don and Mike show.
Hi. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Spot. Here they are, our team of trained doctors on staff 24 hours a day.
I hate them. I really do hate them.
Our various medical problems.
It's from a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Isn't it customary for a doctor to wear a white shirt?
Come on.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. McMahon and all the ships at sea. They will make your penis feel young. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. April 17th. Here's your toll-free number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067, and D.C. 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi.
This is without the cheat end. Here we go.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi,
someone called for a doctor?
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor?
Welcome.
Fantastico.
There it is.
Wow.
There you go. Rob, you let me down. My friend, you let me down. What was your open today?
They make your penis feel young.
What about the Widow Atkins?
Yeah. Well, she's no longer eating meat.
Right. Yeah, the Widow Atkins.
The Widow Atkins.
We forgot about that part.
I'm sorry.
So much for that diet, huh?
Yeah.
So of course, it wasn't down. The diet that killed him. It was a bad fall. Or was it?
Or, yeah, right. Absolutely, Rob. Or was it? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, you know, we should not even take calls because today is so jam-packed.
Wow. Jam-packed with great stuff.
Absolutely. But we'll take a call. Hello?
Well, it's a call about the show. I showed up at your wet t-shirt contest yesterday.
Oh, yeah. The Tom Gavin wet t-shirt contest.
Thank you very much for showing up.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty cool. You know, the lady looked like she's a linebacker for the Redskins.
Thank you.
She was still pretty curvy, you know.
I am personally offended by that.
Don't call me again.
You're gone.
You're out of here.
You're gone.
Don't call me again.
I'll try not to.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
You're doing a good job. Were you out there yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Hey, man. Yeah. I understand.
You understand?
I'm glad somebody does.
I'm, you know, in the club, you know?
Oh, I got it's one of your guys.
You mean like 420?
Yeah, one of the guys who wear sweaters.
Oh, all right. a couple times a day.
Goodbye. See you later.
Thank you.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, it's Blind Glenn from Las Vegas.
I have great news for you, Don.
What is that, Blind Glenn?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Go ahead, hey. Man.
147 days from today is the kickoff of the NFL.
Hey, Blind Glenn, I want to tell you something that I've already... out of my funk, because I'll be covering the draft, the NFL draft for the Redskins, and a 6-hour extravaganza next Saturday. And Blind Glenn, can I tell you something else?
What's that, baby?
Thanks to the miracle of TiVo, today I was able to watch the Amsterdam Admirals take on the Barcelona Dragons.
The glory of God.
Wow.
I think they're just super fine.
Well, Glenn, that's great. Well, always.
Hello there, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, Glenn.
You know, now's the time of year that I start watching my NFL Europe, and then before you know it, it's training camp time.
And you're going to be doing the draft show, so you'll be in your NFL.
Yeah, I'll be out of the FedEx Field next Saturday.
Buccaneers win another Super Bowl.
Doing 6 hours of radio with Larry, live NFL radio with Larry time.
Nothing quite like spending 6 hours with Larry Mike.
Larry live.
Hey,
you don't get Larry live here in Las Vegas.
Hey, viva Las Vegas.
You can get Larry.
Las Vegas.
All right, goodbye, Blind Glenn.
Bye-bye.
Probably the most distinctive voice of any of our colleagues.
Blind Glenn.
Hey, it's Blind Glenn.
Hey, it's Blind Glenn.
47 days, Tom. Yeah. I play the Big Bear. I'm the Big Bear in the Disney cartoon.
I think about him, though. He still has no idea that the Broncos changed their uniforms.
No. I would venture to say he probably did know.
As far as he knows... the Buccaneers are still wearing the helmets that have the gay pirate on them.
Yeah, but see, somebody probably told him.
But if they told, they could have lied to him.
They could have lied if they were mean-spirited.
They could have lied, because guess what? Green Bay Packers this year are going crotchless.
Look at that. They're sitting there with their genitals.
how would he know?
My God.
How would he know?
He wouldn't.
Well, as I mentioned, today's show is jam-packed, and I want to get to this Larry King thing first. But before we start that, a brief medical update from both myself and Mike, because I know you live to hear about our medical problems.
Well, yes, we do.
I went back today to have my ingrown toenail looked at by the doctor. And I want to tell you something about this guy. I said that before the celebrity he most resembled was Ben Stein, and I was wrong. Mm. If you were a fan of the show L.A. Law... this doctor most resembles the short guy who was married to the tall woman. Mm-hmm. They were both lawyers in the same
Michael firm. Something.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, that's who he looks like, except he has longer hair. So I'm thinking I'm going in for a regular follow-up.
Right.
Frankly, my toe's looking pretty good. It's feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They have me fill out a questionnaire, because that's what you do when you go to the doctor. You fill out a questionnaire. Even if you've already been there, you fill out a questionnaire. Mm-hmm. So I'm filling out, it says, how is your toe been feeling? It's been 2 weeks since it was done. It feels great. What physical activity have you been doing? I've been on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. Slowly getting back into shape on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. So I fill the thing out, and I'm sitting down in his in his Frankenstein chair, shoes and socks off. He comes in and says, "Hello." I said, "Hey, how you doing?" He gets my chart, and before he even looks at my toe, he shakes his head, and he goes, "You've been on the treadmill." I said, "Yeah. I've felt so good that I'm on this physical fitness kick that, but I've not been running. I've just been walking."
Right.
"I think I had distinctively told you no physical activity until you came back to see me for a follow-up." I said, "But all I'm doing is walking." I said, "For instance, when I was down in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago with the guys on the radio show, we would walk everywhere. We'd walk from the hotel to this cafe."
Yeah.
"It's not the same as walking on a treadmill."
Mm.
"Do you walk on an incline?" I said, "No. As a matter of fact, no. And I'd go at a very slow speed, like 3 miles an hour, just enough to get my heart rate up. It's not good." Now, he says all of this to me before he even looks at my toe.
Quite an adversarial stance.
Mm. So he looks at the toe, and then he says, "I wish you would have listened to me. Because now I'm going to have to put some more stitches in."
Yeah.
And I know the guy's doing it.
Punishment.
Just to F with me.
He hasn't even looked at your toe yet.
No.
Fine.
He looked at it, and then he said, "It's obvious you put way too much pressure on this.
Can you see here? And now I'm still in the upright position in the chair. Right. And he's showing it, and he's only not wearing rubber gloves. Just like with his bare hands.
Man, he touched his feet.
Right.
Yeah.
He says, notice here and here the pressure points on the toe. It was the big toe, the right-hand side of the big toe that was, you know, gooped up.
Right.
That was, what was it? It was
ingrown.
Ingrown.
Been operated on.
Ingrown, and it was infected.
Right.
He said,
chopped off, sewn back on.
These are pressure points, and I can see that I'm going to have to go back now and clean this up. And I said, clean what up? He said, you've been on the treadmill.
That was his whole thing.
Yeah, his whole thing. And he would have never have known it if I hadn't been honest in the stupid questionnaire.
You think he would have put stitches in you if you hadn't told him you were on the treadmill?
Because the stitches that he put in this time were not like the ones that he put in the last time. He put in the disintegrating kind, kind of
dissolving
stitches.
Yeah. Made out of candy.
He said, and as he's numbing up my toe to put in these three dissolving stitches, he says, do you think you can manage to stay off the treadmill until Monday?
Ouch.
I said, yeah, sure. Good.
Of course I can, you unbelievably insensitive bastard.
Come back and see me Monday.
Wow.
By then, these will have dissolved, and at that point, we'll discuss your getting on the treadmill.
Mm.
You know,
so sick.
Whatever, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes through, and he finally puts the rubber gloves on. He washes his hands.
No.
He puts the rubber gloves on, and this time, as if to torture me, he does not give me the option of having the seat go back.
Right.
It's like he wants me to watch him this time.
Punishment.
So I'm watching him. There's some blood, but it's actually quite interesting because he's just numbed up my foot, and I see the guy like with a big sewing needle just
right
in and out. I got three little stitches in there, and it's really nothing.
Was there pain involved?
No, because he Novocained my toe up. And once again on the way out, I said, "So let me get this straight. I can walk on it. You want me to wear the booty?" That retarded thing that's got Velcro on it, most of the time around home and stuff. And other than that, because he knew what I was going for, like, you know, about some farms.
Right.
He said, other than that, take two Tylenol every 8 hours.
Oh, dear.
And you'll be fine. See you Monday. You
take two aspirin and see me in the morning.
No, not aspirin.
See you Monday. Yeah, don't take aspirin or
Motrin. Have Tylenol.
Have Tylenol, yes. See you Monday.
We got a bleeder.
Stay off the treadmill.
Right.
It's like, okay, nice talking to you. Have a great Passover. See you later. And goodbye.
Very nice.
As I left his office, all of this absolutely serious as cancer. I'm leaving his office, and I see he's got the first parking spot outside.
Right.
It's his Porsche. And how do I know it's his Porsche? He has a tag. Foot space DR. Foot doctor.
Now everybody's saying,
look at me. I'm a foot doctor. In my Porsche.
That's it.
So anyway, that's
success has its perks.
That's the story. Toes all wrapped up.
You look like you were walking with a bit of a limp today. A
little bit. I'll go back to see him on Monday and
a little pain.
A little bit, but nothing I can't deal with. I certainly didn't get a medical report like you did.
Oh yeah. What?
William Peterson.
What's his name?
Grisham, what's his name?
Yeah, whatever.
On CSI?
What is his name? Is Grissom is his last name.
Grissom.
Is it Gus?
No, that's the
astronaut.
What is
his first name on CSI?
God, you know he's the big character.
Anyway, he's going deaf. The guy on
is it
CSI.
Gil Grissom?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
Gil.
Right. Gil Grissom.
So anyway, Gil.
So I went to the same place that Joe went, and a very nice lady. Joe, what is her first name? Because I forgot her first name again.
Gil.
It's Gil Grissom?
Yes.
Joe, if you know her name, come on. I want to give her credit where she's very nice.
Joe's going deaf.
Mary, is it Mary?
No.
No? No. Huh?
Lisa.
Joe.
Lisa was the audiologist who brought me in, and before I went to the audiologist today, what I did was I spent an extra double amount of time with the Q-tips.
Yeah, because that's going to make you hear so much better. That's like...
Well, no, it was just I knew she was going to be looking at my ear, and I didn't want it to be
clean. Well, that's like when you go to the dentist, like the day before or the night before, you really brush your teeth like you haven't brushed them over the last 3 months.
Well, here's the rub. I take the Q-tips to my ears. She goes to look in the first one, and she goes, there's quite a bit of wax in there. Now, I don't know how deep the wax was, because I went in there. I mean, I spent a half an hour working on my ears this morning. I did the outside. I did the inside.
Probably pushed all that wax in.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Wax in, wax off.
I told her that I'd done the Q-tip. She said, we're going to do a pressure test on your ear, which is basically they put a cone over your ear and they shove an earplug in and then blow air into your ear.
Like that guy in Wild Wild West, the movie. like the guy that had that big RCA Victor thing coming out of his ear.
Well, you know, they said that's to check that, like, if there's anything in your ear that is blocking it that would affect your hearing. And, of course, mine came back 100%. In my peaks, as she said, my peaks on the chart looked very good. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to feel good about myself. And then it's time to go into the little sound isolation booth where you put on the headphones.
Right, and you lift your left hand or your right hand when you hear the tone.
And she does, the first thing she does is she wants me to repeat words. And so she says things like, reach.
Reach!
And I'm like, meet, meet. And it gets softer and softer and softer and softer and softer. Then we get to the point where I tell her that I've got this kind of tinnitus thing where there's the ringing in the ear. I think it's tinnitus, whatever it is. Tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Who the hell knows? And I said, that's the way it always feels like this. There's kind of that sound like in my ear. And we go to the thing where she says, if you hear something similar to that ringing, you want to let me know. And I tell her that this one sound, this ringing sound, you know, sounds kind of like it. Mm-hmm. And so we're going through that. And then we go through the exercise that is similar to what was done here, which is they go through the...
okay, all right, we'll stop that.
Stop it. Okay. So we go to the headphones with the little tones that we all listen to. Only this time, instead of hearing just a single tone, you're going to hear the... going to be kind of a wobbling tone, a warbling.
Ah.
And this is where I'm just really, I'm dropping the ball.
Oh, no.
Because she goes through the low frequencies, and I do really well.
Of course.
And then we go through the high, we get to the high frequencies, and I do really well. But there's that little spot, like, right there, where I'm not there.
Kind of in the middle, or?
And it's kind of like a nerve damage thing, she
mm-hmm.
says.
Mm-hmm.
So we get done, and she... I can hear that.
Okay.
And she gets done with my test, and I still got the ringing in my ears, and it's driving me insane.
Right.
So I'm very here's the feeling. I don't know. Probably none of you went through this, but when you're doing the test and you know she's sending something over,
yeah,
and you can't hear it,
right,
and you want to fake it but you can't.
Right.
Because you really have no idea. You hold down a button. She puts the sound that goes, rrr, 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 and you hold down the button, and then when she stops it, you take your finger off the button. So that's the way she can tell if you're starting to stop.
You can't guess on that, because if you guess wrong,
it's totally screwed. And, you know, I know when they're getting into the frequencies that I'm having trouble with, because mm-hmm. they are... You know, there are long periods of silence where I don't hear anything. Oh. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking out, kind of looking out the corner of my eye at Lisa, just trying to see exactly if she can tell what's going on. And it's a very, very discouraging. We go back
Lisa,
out.
Lisa, you are on the air.
We go back out and she shows me the chart that looks remarkably similar, almost identical.
Did that day we had the hearing test on the air?
We had the audiologist in here. It looks almost identical. And she says, okay, here's what we see here. This is not the best hearing for a man your age. You do have moderate hearing loss. I said, is there any good news? She said, well, you're not deaf. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great. Congratulations.
Wow.
She says, the headphones that I've worn for, you know, 20 plus years, and playing in the band also but there's no definitive finger pointing to one thing. But the hearing loss is due to some noise that I've had. And that's, she said she sees it a lot in people that are in the Army,
mm-hmm.
which would mean people that have been shooting guns next to their ears or having jet engines blow up next to their ears.
So how deaf are you?
I have moderate, in a certain range, I have moderate hearing loss. And here's the news. Yes, if I wished, if I chose to.
I heard this upstairs.
I could wear a hearing aid.
You could.
Go for it.
If I wanted to. And
go for it.
The answer is no, no, 1,000 times no.
Vanity wins out again.
Vanity wins out, of course. However, when I play in the band, just so if anybody comes out and sees the band, I'm not going to be wearing hearing aids. Those are what are called in-ear monitors.
Told you that band was a bad idea.
Look what that band has done to you. I told Mike, I've been working with him 18 years.
Yeah.
He runs his headphones lower than I run mine.
I know.
You didn't have this hearing loss until you had to have your DJ band. Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I did. I had it. I was aware of like in crowded restaurants when you get that mid-level frequencies, I've always had great deal of difficulty with it. And I'm sitting there, and she's going through. He has now driving me nuts.
Sorry.
Really, like, is what it feels like, you know? I'm just like, oh, God.
Someone call for a doctor?
I'm like taking my.
Oh, dear. They want a drum.
That is really killing me. As she is going through the in-ear monitors for the band, which is fun because it's kind of like, it's what you see some people on TV wear, and they have them, and I'm kind of looking at them going, hey, that's cool, but it cannot even remotely make up for the depression that I'm feeling, realizing that, you know, that I, of all the people on the show, I mean, Joe and I, of course, but as far
Joe.
As the real on-air people on the show, I have the worst hearing and moderate hearing loss, and I'm looking, and the whole time she's going over these in-ear monitors for me, I'm looking at the chart, my little chart with my little dip down there, and it was,
And Mike?
And then I asked about Joe, and she couldn't tell me, because she said that's,
Mike?
Not allowed, yes.
Right.
Right, Don, right back at you.
Sign language.
Don just signed, I love you.
That's nice.
And it was very special. It was a very special. Don. There you go.
I heart.
It's a new concept. A radio show in sign language. But anyway,
at least half of
deafness,
it.
Mike.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Well, I just.
Joe.
They've got these little, like, they got the kind that you know, the one hearing aid is the one that's got the little battery pack, like, behind your ear.
Oh, that's too much. No.
You know, listen, for my money, I don't want anything that's got the word AIDS in it.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Joe. Who laughed?
That was Joe. He really was. Joe.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate
Joe, are you going to get hearing aids?
Yeah, I just got to check out the insurance issue. I mean, they're pretty pricey. Did she do the molds of your ears?
Yeah. Yeah. Did the molds. That didn't feel good to me.
It's your choice. You can do just one, and it can be a small one in the ear with no battery pack behind. Nobody'd ever really see it.
This is true.
Small battery pack.
Did she hook you up to the simulated one, too, to show you what it would sound like?
Yeah, and you know what?
Joe.
It was too, for me, it was just too loud.
You know what I'm seeing right now?
Okay.
I think for the first time ever, some bonding.
With me
some
and Joe?
You and
Joe had bonded before on the whole music thing.
But there's a real bond here, because Joe's got a band as well. You guys in one way.
I don't have a band anymore, but I am working on.
But you guys, in one way, you're both, you know, connected
music.
With the radio show, and you have bands. But now, you have something that really brings you closer together.
We're handicapped.
Who's deafer?
I thought I was deafer.
Joe's
yeah,
a lot
definitely
deafer.
Joe. Yeah.
Remember my chart when the guy was here? When I took it to
Did you have, like, ear infections when you were a kid?
Yeah.
I've got scarring
in my right ear.
Yeah, you had some damage.
But, you know, I was kind of wondering with the show atmosphere and everything if that guy's test was really correct.
Right.
When she did the test, it was identical.
Mine was, too. Yeah. I mean, that shows how good that
I must ask.
You should all be very happy, you guys, that came out with with a clean bill of health, because the tests were absolute. Mine was absolutely identical.
I must ask, is this a stunt like Rush Limbaugh's deafness?
No, but you know what? The question she would not answer for me, that she couldn't, and I'm sure you asked the same question. I want to know, you know. Well, will this get worse, and or will it get better? It will not get better.
She told me mine would probably not get worse.
She told me that mine could stay just the way it is right now, or could as much as 5 decibels per year.
Wow,
something like that. So maybe I'm wrong about that. But it could continue to get worse.
I was also relieved to know that my hearing loss wasn't related to my previous abuse of the drug Vicodin.
So I go back in a couple of weeks to get my and when I get my new in-ear monitors, I'll bring them in. Maybe I could probably use them for the show. I could probably use them. Hey, that, you know, keep your hair looking nice.
Well, don't forget, you already tried that one time when you went to the Imus.
Yeah, the Imus style headphones.
The stethoscope headphones.
Yeah.
Because you were concerned about your hair at that point.
Those sucked.
But you couldn't hear anything.
So, I'm not, you know what? I am experiencing today, and I hope you all will bear with me, I am experiencing a low-grade depression over this. I am not real thrilled and real happy.
Mike's falling apart.
I am falling apart.
Emotionally?
I am falling apart emotionally.
Physically?
Physically, absolutely.
Mentally?
Mentally.
We've all got to be here for Mike now.
Please, guys.
We're here
please
for
help
you.
Me today. I mean, it's really... It's all I was ready to cry in the doctor's office.
A member of my family got a hearing aid about a year ago, Mike, and really it brought him a lot of joy because he was able to hear things that he hadn't heard in a long time. It's really not a bad thing.
I will tell you.
Granted, you're not 88.
Here's the deal. I was given the option. I do not need a hearing aid. It will help me if I...
Will it enhance your life?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe I will. You know what? Maybe I will simply get them. And I mean, not one. I have to get two.
Oh, they travel in pairs.
Maybe I will get one for the show, just for the good of the show. I will come in here, but I wouldn't wear them on the show because I've got these headphones.
But if that's the way that you have to talk yourself into it, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. If you're getting it, quote unquote, for I'm doing it like Dr. Evil,
right?
For the show. Magma.
Right.
Then I say yes. Get them.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely get them.
Just go no effing way after that.
Just get one.
I'm not getting them. Are you getting them?
Yeah, I'm going to get one because I want people to stare at me in the 7-Eleven.
Joe, you're killing me. You are killing me.
But I am getting one.
I'd like to thank Peter and Randall, too.
Listen.
Peter and Randall for turning their amps up to such a degree that they ruined my hearing.
It's their fault.
I told you. That band... If only you were in a band like Jack Diamond, where they really don't turn on his guitar.
Where everything's unplugged and the tape is played.
That's why he doesn't have hearing loss.
I know.
He's also in an awful band, but he's a disc jockey who hasn't lost his hearing.
Where do you line up on the flesh tone or the multicolored?
I go multicolor. Why,
thank you. That's
why
what
hide
I chose
it?
To do.
Why
that's
hide it?
That's what, well, not, it's not a hearing aid. This is the, like the in-ear monitor.
The thing that you wear like when you see people when they're on, when they're
they
on TV.
They look like hearing aids. You know.
They sure do.
They look like hearing aids.
Now listen, all I got to say, you blew me out of the water. I got 3 stitches in my toe. BFD. Man, you're the winner today.
Moderate hearing loss.
Let me just say today.
That's a thoughtful gesture from John Norman.
What did you give him?
John Norman.
it's a sticker to put on your card that says driver
is deaf.
What is it?
Failure. Failure to cooperate with verbal commands.
Wait a minute.
Here's what it says. Failure to cooperate with verbal commands means, underlined, I am not hearing you. And in the second line, I do not read lips. Nighttime stops using a flashlight in my face will prevent me from seeing any gestures.
Wow.
Qualified interpreters must be provided upon request to ensure effective communication. Courtesy of your Washington area Volkswagen dealers. There they are.
Driver is deaf.
Thank you. Oh.
How long until that is slapped on your car?
It's not a bumper sticker, Don. It's supposed to go, I think,
in the dashboard.
See, it's got I got instructions on the back, too.
Yeah, stopped by the police.
Tips for you. It's a visor card as well. It's a visor card.
Oh, so you put it like on your sun visor.
Right.
Right.
Wait for the officer to approach the vehicle and read the card. Do not attempt to move in any manner.
Yeah.
That would make the officer think you are looking for a weapon.
That's a bad idea.
If you are not able to understand what is being said through written notes, request an interpreter or another effective means of communication.
Can I just tell you something? And I know you don't do this.
Yes.
You do not drive when you're drunk. I know when you go out, if you've had more than one,
right,
you always make sure someone drives you.
And then keep this around for
Let's say that you have 2 beers one night.
Mm-hmm.
You get pulled over.
Right.
Why let the cop... Yeah, how are you?
Yeah.
You go right to the sign. You go right to the...
Right.
Driver is deaf. Me no speak.
Well, Wow, that's a silly idea, Don.
He's trying to pocket the sign.
What a great idea.
Jesus.
Keep your hands on the steering wheel until the officer gives you the instructions.
Right.
When you are pulled over, immediately place the card in your window so the officer can see it. Keep this card in your visor in the event you are pulled over by a law enforcement officer.
Driver is see, there's like, driver is deaf, and it's got a picture of a gigantic ear, and right in the middle of the ear it says DEAF. Take a swig of beer. Hold up the sign, driver is deaf.
I don't have a weapon.
Can't do the alphabet backwards.
What?
There we go.
Do it in sign language.
There it is.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I've got two words to cheer up, Mike.
Yeah, here we go.
Handicap parking.
And my friend, I will give you continual progress reports on how I do, because right now I think it's okay. It's fine.
All right.
You know, I didn't like, and I really, when I tried the hearing aid thing, when she gave me the thing, I didn't like the way it sounded.
No.
Tom is signing I love you again.
No, something different.
He feels sad for me.
Feels badly for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah. Not really.
Not really.
So that's where it stands, and we'll see. I'm gonna wait and see what's going on.
Well,
the tinnitus or whatever I have is the ring.
Hello, Don and Mike. We're about to break. Well, who knew? This would be the opening segment.
Yeah.
Someone out there has got to, and a lot of you guys tape the show or whatever you do with it. I know the station tapes it every day. This is what we've got to keep. Maybe not for best of, but just for when Mike finally does lose his hearing.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
We can play this as the first day
right. That
you realized that you were losing it.
The day it began.
That'll be like, you play that the day that I have to leave. You know,
of course you wouldn't
It's been a real pleasure working with all of you.
Of course you wouldn't be able to hear the tape, though.
We would notify him by written word.
Hello.
The segment has aired. Driver is deaf.
Don and Mike, hello.
With closed captioning.
Hello.
Yes, I had a question for Mike.
What?
Will the Golden Boy ever shine again?
You know what? This is a definite setback for the Golden Boy. I'll tell you that right now. But
he's the Silver Boy now.
The Golden Boy is a little tarnished, but I will be back. And I've decided that because of this now, I am relaxing my age requirements for dating.
You should.
There you go.
I will be now going under the age of 25.
There you go, Daddy.
Thank you very much.
That's my guy.
That's the way I'm combating the...
There you go.
It's what we might call a youth movement.
That is turning a negative into a positive. Mm-hmm. Turn that frown upside down. Young, nubile women.
In fact, planning on taking a young lady out who I think is, I believe, 23 years old.
There you go.
Just because of the hearing loss. That's it.
Mike, I hope you'll bust her cherry.
And,
really, I do.
And then she will be ordering for me at dinner.
They said, would you like steak?
Oh, yes, sir. Just, like an Anna Nicole Smith thing.
I hope somewhere out there there's a fresh hymen for you.
I'm not about that, Don. I'd like a little seasoning in my chowder.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you.
Turn the lines now. Let's get a caller number 100. We never even got to the Larry King thing. Well, we'll do that next. Yeah. He's got health problems, too. Mike, you're not helping it when you hold up the sign that says driver is dead. Phone number is 877-365-3636. We do have $750. Now, you look retarded, not deaf when you do that.
I mean, if I got pulled over, I'd add to the whole thing so they'd leave me alone. I'd just be kind of like,
Be the 100th caller now for the secret sound. Now you look like you got the ball.
Leave me alone, please.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
Hey, let's give it a God fight a job, word. Boy.
Thanks, Larry.
The Don and Mike Show.
they don't want to see no panties. Don and Mike.
I'm going to tell you just for a second before calling 100 how ridiculous this company is we work for.
What now?
Infinity Broadcasting. They've always had this book. It's been called the Red Book.
Yes. You can check my stats.
What it is it says Infinity Radio policy statements on obscenity and indecency for on-air talent. Well, they wrote this book about 4 years ago. The lawyers did.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back when they were deleting stuff off the show all the time, and it seemed like every day the rules were changing,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't understand why. And finally, I think it was 2 years ago maybe, Charlie Broyhill, you know, Mr. Clandestine,
mm-hmm.
says, I got some recon for you. And he calls me into an office, and we shut the door, and he says, this is the Red Book. This is the book that you, the disc jockey, are never supposed to see. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, this was always dumb.
Right.
But if you really want the disc jockeys to know what they can and can't do,
show them the Red Book.
Show them the Red Book. Let them see. Yeah, it's kind of hard to make out. There's kind of double standards here, but mm-hmm. you can generally see what you can say and what you can't say.
Yeah, right. And there are a lot of universals in there.
Mm-hmm. So Charlie says, take this home tonight, read it, then give it back to me so I'll put it back in the file tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that you and I can come up with a game plan.
Around it, you know, so you were able to do your job correctly.
To actually get around the ever-changing rules.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, I read it. Charlie and I got together and figured out, you know, like the weird stuff. Like we could say anal,
mm-hmm.
but you can't say the word sex after that.
Right.
You can say oral,
mm-hmm.
but you can't say the word sex after that.
Exactly.
But you can say I had anal.
Uh-huh.
You can say I love oral.
Right.
You know, or whatever. You just can't have that other word after.
There are lots of little nuances that you have to be aware of.
And we figured all of that out after we read the book.
The Red Book.
Well, as it turns out, the company, besides the problems they had with the skateboard boys,
mm-hmm.
they got these two other morons in Detroit that did something recently, and the FCC's up their bung about it. So now the company is really in the CYA mode.
Yeah.
Cover your ass mode. We just got everybody that works here just received the Red Book.
Yep. Yeah, now everybody has it. We all have to read it, and we have to sign it and say that we understand it.
Please review the attached Infinity Radio policy statement on obscenity and indecency. It's imperative that all on-air talent as well as producers read and understand this policy. Now, this is a good idea. This will help the disc jockeys understand why things get deleted and why there are things we can and can't say.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, why didn't you give it to us 5 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's only now because these other DJs in Detroit have got their teeth in a ringer about something they did
mm-hmm.
that the company's really going, oh, my God, this is another scandal.
Right.
So we better make sure we let the disc jockeys actually see the Red Book.
Well, I think we've got certain individuals now in this company that are getting things done and making things happen. And I have an example of that right here, a memo that I was given personally in the hallway. It was addressed to me in a card, and this says, I will read this as follows. Mike, my best wishes to you following your testing this morning. Should you be subject to added ridicule or torment as a result of your hearing loss, you let me know and I'll fire their ass. I offer you my full support, Michael Hughes.
Oh, that's very nice.
Want to thank Michael for that.
That's
and
very nice.
Just you know, just don't want everybody to be on their toes now. There you
and
go.
Also, just this is just from me to the company.
Mm-hmm.
I've read the book before. I don't have to see it.
Right.
I signed the paper because I have read it.
Uh-huh.
But if you go inside, past the appendix.
There's funny stuff in here.
Well, there. If you go to page 7 for anybody in the company
right.
that has the book, or page 8, actually.
All right.
Page 8, there's an excerpt from a song by Prince
uh-huh.
that a station had been fined for playing.
Yeah.
And as I pointed out the other day, that was the that was the third song chosen
mm-hmm.
by the new Blink-102.7 in New York.
And they ran it uncut, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he says the word funk,
right?
But the FCC has decided that in the context of uh-huh. the Prince song Erotic City that you really can't tell the difference.
Uh-huh.
And they cite cases in the Red Book where stations have already been fined for playing the song. So, you know, hats off, a tip of the Don and Mike hat to the Brain Trust working
right
at the former WNEW.
That didn't read the Red Book.
Guy, and then the guys that you know have had the Red Book all along, way to go. Third record playing on the brand new radio station.
Hello.
Is a song that stations have been fined thousands of dollars for playing, and it's in the book.
Yeah. You gotta love it. You really do.
It's a good book. And this book, it was super secret.
Yeah.
It was super secret until all the stupid disc jockeys that worked for Infinity started saying stupid things.
I will tell you, you read through the book, and it makes my jaw drop, that the stupidity that's gone on some of these radio stations. I mean, I'm astonished.
When you get a chance, page 19, the dialogue in the middle. In fact, you guys could even act it out and replace the only, there's only one unsayable word in it.
And oh, okay.
That's easily done.
I don't know who and really gives a crap.
Yeah, that's
uh-oh.
The
one.
No, we can say crap.
We can say crap?
Yeah.
Crap.
That's right. We just can't say S.
Oh, then we won't.
That's right.
That would be an example of what you can't do.
Wow.
That's WYBB in South Carolina.
Good job.
Jesus.
Funny book.
It sure is.
It's a funny book. You know, it really is.
Very entertaining.
It sure is.
And, you know, would you not agree that, I mean, hey, I'm all for the book and explaining this to everybody, but there is an awful lot of common sense in here.
Yeah, there's dumb stuff in there. Really
there
dumb.
Is, done by a lot of people.
Which is why when, you know, Charlie snuck me the copy of the book two years ago,
right.
I said, this makes it much easier to navigate the waters. Why don't they just give this to all the disc jockeys? He said, oh, no. They're afraid to give it to the disc jockeys. Well, now, apparently, the company's gotten in so much trouble.
Yeah.
Now they've decided, I guess, hell, if you don't work here, you can come down and ask for a copy of the Red Book. We'll give you a copy. Because everybody's got them. And it's fascinating reading.
It sure is.
Fascinating reading.
Yeah.
A song called Making Bacon. Can't do that one.
Yeah.
Got all the words. It's got everything. I mean, it's really...
You could actually take this to a party and have a pretty good time.
You sure
it's
could.
Very simple.
Bathroom reading.
Anyway, I just filed my copy. I've got my copy at home.
Sign it and get it out to the fans.
Yeah, we're not really, required to sign it anyway.
Right.
Everybody has to sign it. CYA.
Yep.
All because of a couple of dopes in Detroit.
Yeah.
After the dopes in New York.
It's amazing, the dopes.
Jesus Christ.
They do not get it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi. Listen, you're the 100th caller.
Am I?
Yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
Tony.
Where are you from, Tony?
Walworth, Maryland.
Tony. Oh, listen. First, congratulations simply on the town you live in. Waldorf.
Yeah.
Waldorf. Man, let me just tell you, I know we're on all over the country.
Right.
I know a lot of you think, if given the choice, you'd live down in Florida.
Right.
Maybe you'd want to live in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, you'd like the beautiful climate in Arizona.
No. Maybe Aspen.
No. Mm-mm. Nothing touches Waldorf, Maryland.
That's right.
And I mean that, my friend.
I mean, if you're going to live in the Washington, D.C. area, and you're planning on moving here and working here,
right,
make it Waldorf. Would you not agree, sir?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
and for my money, you know, you talk about the Las Vegas Strip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You talk about New York. You have the Avenue of the Americas, Los Angeles, Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They all pale to Route 5.
Right.
In Waldorf, Maryland.
Why do you think one of the greatest hotels in New York City is called the Waldorf Astoria?
No accident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's the place where the salad was invented.
Mm-hmm.
The Waldorf salad.
Who doesn't like that?
It's hard to find a Shakey's these days.
And you know what? What I think I like...
You still have one in Waldorf.
See? I think what I like most about Waldorf is its timeless sense of style. Where you can see a woman who will wear the same sweatsuit you might have seen in the late 1970s.
And Mike, it's famous because it's home of the strip mall.
It is.
Home of the strip mall. And in this day and age, where you have superstores going up everywhere,
mm-hmm,
taking up almost every spot.
That's right.
You can still go to Waldorf and you can relive the times of your youth. Yeah. When you had a Chinese food place
right
next to a boot and shoe and heel shop and next to a beauty parlor.
But there's in Waldorf, the name escapes me of the woman who invented this, but I know that in Waldorf there was a woman who had the idea. You know, I know we have these beauty salons, but what if we open one specifically for nails?
Yeah.
And finally,
specifically for doing a woman's nails.
And finally, I know this is now a phenomenon around the country.
But
these little storage places.
Oh, yeah. You store it, yeah.
These places that are made out of, you know, like the bricks, and you go and you put the padlock on there, and you put, like, boxes or a car in there.
Don, I'm really sorry. You're giving credit to the wrong town now. Now you're talking about Prince William County.
Mike, no, I'm afraid.
There's been a lot of debate about this.
If you go back and you look at history,
yeah.
It all started in Waldorf.
Oh, that's right. You're right. They started it. It's Prince William County that exploded with them.
Oh, wow. Listen, this segment brought to you by the Waldorf, Maryland Chamber of Commerce.
This summer, make it Waldorf. The fishing's great.
They grow them big out there.
They do, absolutely. A lot of beef on the hoof.
They grow them big. They grow them beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it's the land of the neon sign.
And I think the Chamber of Commerce is coming out with a new campaign this year where it's going to... Is it something like, marry a Waldorf woman, warmth in the winter, shade in the summer? Isn't that what it is? How do you like our tribute to Waldorf, sir? Are you enjoying it?
Yes.
Man, and you know, you can have Marlow Heights.
Thank you.
That's not, you can have Upper Marlboro.
Mm-mm.
You know, listen. Why? Why would you go second class?
Why?
Right. When you can go first class?
Why?
Live where I live. Waldorf, Maryland. Okay.
Bravo. I sure hope we get our key to the
stuff. Listen, you've won second row tickets to see Boston Saturday, June 21 at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon.
And that's a special offer because the way I understand it, Boston's not coming to Waldorf this year.
Oh. That's so cool, though.
Tickets go on sale noon. Ticketmaster outlets and at NissanPavilion.com. Okay, we'll play you now a common everyday sound.
Okay.
I'll give you 15 seconds to noodle it through. It's not a door. It's not a stapler. It's not a briefcase. It has nothing to do with any kind of a can. And your clue is yellow. We'll play you the sound. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Nana Cherry.
And we wish you Godspeed. Oh, that is...
Caller, name this sound.
Oh, Nana Cherry. She only had one hit. Oh, God. I'm stumped. Nana Cherry.
You know, I know.
It's, well, we'll find out here.
I'll give you love, baby, not romance. I'll make a move, nothing left to chance. So don't you get fresh with me.
Yeah.
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 Nice.
Nana Cherry, I still don't know the name of it,
no.
Though.
Buffalo Stamp.
That's it. Buffalo Stamp.
There it is.
For $750 American, what is that sound?
That is a yellow master lock locking a storage facility in Waldorf, Maryland.
Oh, we're sorry.
Thank you, though, my friend. And good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck in Waldorf.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
A
clue for you. Oh, what a grand day it is. The Red Book is finally out for all to see.
We're so excited. Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Let me just say thanks, Infinity.
It's a great vacation read.
Once again, thanks for giving us a leg up. Thanks for letting everybody in the company finally see the secrets to broadcasting excellence.
What's really great about this is up until now, I didn't know what I was going to put in Julia's Easter basket.
There you go.
Now I've got something.
The Red Book.
That and some jelly beans.
I'm going to give
to my kid for seniors week when they all go to the beach. You know, they sit around out by the campfire and read the stories of disc jockeys being fined by the FCC.
The Red Idiot Book.
That one Buzz had was maybe the best one, though. Crap, crap. We can say crap, 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 crap. What about S? The guy says S.
Yeah, says it. I mean, it's amazing.
Stupid.
In the heat of battle.
Yeah.
Okay, so, listen, tonight there's an event here in D.C. at the Ritz-Carlton.
Uh-huh.
And before we start dissecting the Larry King, an evening with Larry King and friends.
The tribute to Larry King is what it should be called.
Yeah, let me just say that this is a charity event, and we are not in any way putting down the charity, the Heart Foundation, whatever it is that Larry's behind.
No, I mean, and I am sure that that the money finds its way to a very good organization, obviously something to do with cardiac care, with heart, the Heart Foundation, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you do things like this, and there are wonderful charity events in Washington all year long, but this one, we take particular note of what is really a tribute to Larry.
And listen, here's the deal. You put your name on an event. Here's what you do. You do it like this. You let them put your name on the front,
mm-hmm.
and you let them put your picture on the inside front cover.
Peaceful. Not necessarily the entire front cover, Don. It really doesn't need to be.
It's a fold-out. It's a fold-out, incidentally.
Right.
But that's the most you do. And beyond that, you show up.
Right.
Well, what I've done in the pamphlet that you get with the $1,000 a ticket dinner tonight is I've gone through, as you can see with my wonderful Sharpie, and I have put a yellow mark every time the name Larry King is mentioned throughout the entire...
How many pens?
Just one pen, but it was a brand new one.
So you've actually noted every time Larry's name is mentioned?
Mm-hmm. Before I get to the Larry King part, I'll tell you some of the people who were on the dinner committee.
Very good.
This is on the very first page. Some of these names will surprise you. Muhammad Ali.
Hey, heavyweight.
Wow. Yeah, but I mean, come on, please.
But still a big name.
Yeah. But you know, like they sat down with Muhammad, what do you think? Broccoli with hollandaise or cream spinach?
Probably the cream spinach.
All he wants is shake. then you have Imus.
Yeah, of course.
Tony Kornheiser. Please, Tony, climb out of that bung. Here's two names that are just because he married into the family. Richard Marriott and J.W. Marriott. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, his wife's family is the Marriotts. Mm-hmm. Bud Selig, Bud Light, Commissioner of Baseball. Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck storming the castle.
Very good.
Owner of the Redskins.
Uh-huh.
Trump. Montel Williams.
I want you to put on the big names.
And the last name. He killed me. So you got all these, you got Muhammad Ali, Wolf Blitzer, Linda Carter, Sam Donaldson, Don Imus, Tony Kornheiser, Joe Lieberman, the Marriotts, Bob Schieffer, Bud Selig, Daniel Snyder, Donald Trump, Montel Williams, Martin Zeiger.
Marty Zeiger.
Marty, that's Larry's brother, Marty Zeiger.
Hi, Marty.
So, let's start with the evening program. And you're going to hear this sound whenever Larry's name is mentioned.
Right. Now, I urge you to play at home, ladies and gentlemen. This will not disappoint.
And we'll start with the cover, I guess. And it's glitzy, and it's that glittery type of writing. An evening with Larry King and friends.
In gold lettering.
And the first page, which has a picture, we won't count the picture of him and his wife. An evening with Larry King and friends. Then you go to the dinner committee. And then the next page says evening program.
Good.
Cocktail reception and silent auction. Special introduction, Russ Merlin. Welcome, Larry King. Larry King, Cardiac Foundation video, Sean and Larry King. Recognition of physicians and patients, Sean and Larry King. Larry King, Cardiac Foundation Heart Award presented to Franklin Raines, Larry King.
Hi.
Special guest entertainment, Lionel Richie. Larry King, Cardiac Foundation Spirit of Life Award presented to Tommy Lasorda, James Kimsey. Heartfelt thanks, Sean and Larry King. That's just the evening program. How many you got there, Buzz?
So far, Larry has 10, Sean has 3.
And then you go to...
God.
The next page.
Another picture of the King family?
Well, it's the second one. It's the one that he's proud of.
Yeah.
It's him and his wife, who is a POA.
Right.
And then the two little boys, Chance and, what's the other kid's name?
Cannon.
And then the son that she had from the other marriage.
Is that who that is?
It must be.
He's like a real gifted athlete.
The guy who, played quarterback for BYU.
Right.
He's in the picture, too.
Yeah.
And at the top, it's like it's written on stationery. It says, Larry King, Sean Southwick King. Dear friends, we gather this evening to lend a hand to people we'll probably never meet. In the past month, despite whatever personal or political view we carry, the same as people halfway around the world, heard Z knows no ethnicity or geography. This is why your support of the Larry King Cardiac Foundation is so important tonight. It was a great delight. that we are honoring Tommy Lasorda. We've gathered to make a difference tonight by the fact that each of you has taken time to lend a hand. The Larry King Cardiac Foundation is able to assist men, women, and children.
This is Larry's letter.
Yes.
Right.
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Love, Larry King, Sean Southwick King. And there's their signatures.
It's really, it's amazing.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, it's overdone.
I'll do one more page before the break. This is, I guess they're telling you who's involved in the charity.
Right.
Top, the Larry King Cardiac Foundation. Huh. Founder, Larry King.
God.
Chairperson, Sean King. Board of Trustees, Mark A. Barrandes, Elizabeth Cheney Perry. Richard Katz, Larry King Jr. So we're going to start a separate category for his kids.
Yes. Right?
Board of Governors, Mark Advent, Jack Gokin, Kaya King, his daughter.
Everybody's involved.
And now we'll go to the letters.
Okay.
Here's a letter by the code. The first letter is from Joseph Lake. And this is all in the little booklet that you'll get as you walk in tonight to the gala event. From Joseph Lake, who lives in Sandy, Utah, and is the co-chair. April 17, 2003. Welcome to our annual Washington Gala. We're thrilled you're joining us. On behalf of the blah, 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 your kind and generous support of the Larry King Cardiac Foundation and your attendance here tonight. Thanks to your support, the Larry King Cardiac Foundation has been able to provide much-needed heart procedures. Our hospital partners are the best. We are expanding into other cities so the good work of Larry and Sean King will continue to grow and more lives can be saved. The Larry King Foundation is providing miracles one patient and one heart at a time. Mm-hmm. Kindest regards, Joseph Lake.
Right.
Buzz, what's the current total?
Larry now has 21 mentions. Sean has 7 and 1 each for Marty, Larry Jr., and Kaya King.
Okay. When we come back, the next letter is from George Bush.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Then a letter from Dick Cheney. Then the part that I find the worst where they give some stories of the patients. And you'd be surprised how many times his name is mentioned in the stories of the people that have actually been helped.
Amazing.
And then the funniest part, I think, is the ads.
Right.
Yeah, where people have bought full-page ads in the very end. Anyway, it's friggin' sick.
It's Larry.
It's really sick.
You know, and as we said before, nobody slams the good work that's being done.
Of
and
course.
That's all. But what's amazing,
but it is,
I don't think I've ever seen one of these things where there has been one name mentioned more. I mean, there's credit.
Mike, just describe.
And then there's,
describe the picture. As you open the front.
Picture, normally, and we've been to a lot of these things, and I've done a million of these events. The thing is, you have a little picture up in the corner.
Right.
And a small little bit. This is a full page pullout with him taking the entire inside. It's just, it's really a schmooze for Larry.
And in the picture, you see how he dwarfs her, how much taller she is.
She's like a foot taller.
And while she's standing there looking pretty good,
right,
he's holding his hand out as if, like he's posing. You see the hand like that?
Yeah.
Here I am.
I'm me.
It's Larry.
Mm-hmm. And it's, it's a tribute to me.
An evening with Larry King and friends. Okay, we'll continue. We'll continue right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chants. We have a chants national anthem.
Okay.
Ready? Stand up, chants. Okay?
Come on, Don.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. How we love the chancy man. The chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little posy. And that is why we love the chancy man. The chancy man. Ba, 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 ba. You're a goddamn genius.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
Just blank.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over and over?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people who probably took it from them?
Who do doll? Do da da do? Don and Mike.
That is such a great Larry King tape. He's so flustered when that guy mentions our names.
He knows. He's aware.
Yeah.
Has been for years.
Hello,
somebody's got to pick on Larry a little bit.
That's hi, right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I was concerned. There was no mention made in that program of the Kings could join Siamese twins, Fo and Fa. Do you know anything about that?
Hold on. Is this, was some bad joke that I just missed out on? Oh, come on. Please, for goodness sakes.
I didn't know if you
had. For goodness sake. Yeah, okay, I get it. Lisa, thanks. Thanks for writing it down for me. How many days until that wedding?
72.
Save the date.
72 days. That's a good question. Nick, you can edit. Talk to tapes.
I guess they're really doing it because Lisa was telling me before the show how romantic it is.
Did you get a gown yet?
Eventually, though. Eventually, you know, they'll grow like all married couples to hate each other. I mean, they'll love each other.
Yeah.
But these days of me walking into Charlie's office and them sitting, he's at his side of the desk and she's on the other side of there, talking over sandwiches. I walked in today and I just had to stop for a second and laugh to myself thinking, you know, this poor dear girl doesn't know that sometime very soon after she gets the ring on her finger, he won't want to have lunch with her anymore, that it'll be his private time.
Yeah. Yes, he needs his time alone. Yes.
For example, right now, Charlie pities Mike's hearing loss, whereas in 5 years, he'll envy Mike.
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
Well, thanks for bringing up my hearing loss.
Reminding him. Yeah. Driver is deaf. But anyway, I knew that it's I knew that it's still a go. The wedding is still a go because they were telling me to make sure I go and get my tux. Because it would be the wedding party. And Lisa said, when you go to the tux place, it's registered under Broyhill. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
That's good.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Did you get the final word on the okay for the videotape?
I'm giving you the okay. If you make one, we'll make it happen.
All right. That's good because that, I'll write it and Rob and I will produce it.
Well done.
It'll be wonderful. And I'll wear a tie. bow tie. I've got a special outfit that I'm going to wear.
And at first, you know, when you said to me about the tux,
mm-hmm.
I thought you were talking about the medical stuff. You said, don't forget the tux. It's like, I don't have a problem with roids.
You know, I always thought tux, if we could get specific about the product, I always thought that tux were meant to be not used as like a wipe, but like folded and put up there.
Oh my God, that would kill you.
Not necessarily.
You can actually do both. I think the idea is to soothe.
Oh, boy, it's that witch hazel, though.
Yeah.
Man, that stuff burns. Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Hey, buddies.
I myself wouldn't know.
In a good way.
I just heard that it burns. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey, this is Rod from Sacramento. I was thumbing through my copy of the Red Book.
Yeah.
I didn't see, can you say I love oral anal together?
Sure.
Excellent.
Bye-bye. All right, let's get back to this.
The comedians are calling in. This is the comedian segment of the
program. Let's get back to this. Rob's got a new name.
What?
Sacramento.
Oh.
That comes from the best friend of Northern California, Rob Spiewak.
Just remember, sometime this summer, he's going to be out there with you in Sacramento.
July.
That's your chance.
July's the month.
Hello, Sacramento!
All right, so now, Buzzes, we have gone through the opening pages of An Evening with Larry King and Friends.
Right.
The charity due tonight, which has, you know, just an awful gaudy picture of him right on the inside.
It's a full cover.
And it's a fold-out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just a picture.
Right.
It's a fold-out.
It's amazing.
Yeah, An Evening with Larry King and Friends, fold-out with another logo, An Evening with Larry King and Friends.
Where are we right now on the total number of mentions for Larry, kids, and wife?
Well, I know we're not there yet, but I know they're in there. So far, no mentions yet for Chance or Cannon.
but daughter Kaya has one, Larry Jr. has one, and brother Marty Zeiger has one. Sean Southwick King has 7 mentions so far to Larry's 21.
Let's get to the letter from George Bush.
Very good.
Dated April 2nd. Like he didn't have something bigger to think about on April 2nd than writing a letter to goddamn Larry Zeiger.
Mm-hmm.
I send greetings to those gathered for an evening with Larry King and Friends, hosted by the Larry King Cardiac Foundations, blah, 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 congratulations, blah, blah, by providing funding for life-saving procedures. The Larry King Cardiac Foundation compliments these efforts. Laura joins me in sending me the best wishes. Okay, then here's the one from Dick Cheney. Dear friends, this is dated... Well, now, this can't be true.
None.
Today is April 17th. We had the book in our hands yesterday, and the letter from the Vice President of the United States is dated April 17th, 2003.
Oh, fascinating, isn't it?
Dear friends, it's once again a pleasure to extend my best wishes to all who are attending an evening with Larry King and Friends Gala to benefit the Larry King Cardiac Foundation. The Larry King Cardiac Foundation was founded and established in 1989, blah, 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 blah. Continues to be America's number one killer, making the work of Larry King all the more crucial because of Larry's leadership and the generous support, blah, blah, blah. President Bush has said the true strength of our country lies in the capacity of our citizens. The spirit is exemplified by Larry King, blah, blah, blah. Sincerely, Dick Cheney.
Very good.
Next letter is from Bill Frist, who's the majority leader of the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Again, amazingly, Frist, F-R-I-S-T,
yeah.
Right. Amazingly, a letter dated today, April 17th.
Very good.
But it's already in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Letter to Larry King, founder Larry King Cardiac Foundation. Dear Larry, congratulations on a successful evening. As a cardiac surgeon, the work of the Larry King Cardiac Foundation holds special meaning for me personally. It's comforting to know the charitable involved organizations such as the Larry King Cardiac Foundation are making a difference. I'm proud to serve as the honorary chairman of a evening with Larry King and Friends and congratulate you, Larry, and everyone who's making this evening such a terrific success. Sincerely yours, Bill Frist.
I want to get as many letters in there as possible.
Bill Frist. And then you have a letter from the mayor of the District of Columbia, Anthony Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings, the Larry King Cardiac Foundation, an evening with Larry King and Friends. As mayor of the District of Columbia, it's my pleasure to extend greetings to members, guests, and friends of the Larry King Cardiac Foundation and the occasion of your annual An Evening with Larry King and Friends Gala. The Larry King Foundation is a bastion dedicated to saving lives. On behalf of all the residents of the District of Columbia, we thank you, Larry.
There it is again.
Wow.
Hi.
Then you get to...
You know, knowing my way around some of these things, you have to get people to solicit these letters.
Oh, yeah.
Now they don't just come out of thin air.
You ask for them.
Now we're going to get to giving the gift of life.
I want
to
thank you letter.
This is where this is where they are describing how this charity came to be.
Ah.
And in real big letters on the top of this page... Mike, you verify this.
Yes, the Larry King Cardiac Foundation.
In 1987, Larry King awoke in the intensive care unit of a New York hospital after undergoing a successful quintuple bypass heart surgery.
God.
For almost a year, his heart has been failing. Larry was lucky. While Larry was recovering from his operation, he made a promise to help others. The Larry King Cardiac Foundation, and I'm going to count this because it says in parentheses, LKCF, it's a non-profit organization. Hearts are repaired. Families are given another chance. Lives are saved. The Larry King Cardiac Foundation, Century Park East, Los Angeles, California, www.LarryKingCardiacFoundation.com. See the vision, share the dream.
You're here.
The Larry King Cardiac Foundation knows firsthand that the will to live is powerful. The Larry King Cardiac Foundation's mission is without boundaries. The Larry King Cardiac Foundation has touched the lives and hearts of hundreds of patients.
And then you go to the stories.
We're dealing with records here, I think. We're dealing with a record breaker.
And you go to the stories of actual people who have been helped by this charity.
Yeah.
Again, nothing wrong with this.
Bravo to that, absolutely.
But let's count the number of times, well, for instance.
At what price to support a man's ego?
For instance, William Goldsmith, 2003 recipient, cardiac bypass surgery. Mr. Goldsmith has his name mentioned in his bio three times. Larry's name is mentioned once. Anderson Endura, 2003 recipient, repair of ventricle. Yes, thank you. Septal defects. Her name is mentioned once, twice. Larry's name is mentioned once.
Of course.
In a show of true heart, the story of Soledad Martinez, who was the repair of a double chamber right ventricle. Amazingly, his name is not mentioned in her story.
How'd that get in there? Let's give her a round of applause. Congratulations.
Cheryl Taylor, 2003 recipient, pacemaker generator charge. Cheryl's name is mentioned once.
They got a kind of big opening, too, to get that generator in there.
Cheryl gets her name mentioned three times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Larry gets his name mentioned twice.
Wow.
Let's go to, oh, no, this is maybe the saddest, a happy ending. Matthew Lim. He is less than a year old, was born with defects, successfully underwent surgery at the Children's National Medical Center.
This is a good thing. This is all good. We're not slamming that,
of course. The child, first name Matthew, is mentioned once, twice. Larry's name is mentioned once, twice.
Wow.
Hi.
Catalina Martinez.
It's just funny counting the names. The time.
What are you
naming?
Repair of septal defects.
Uh-huh.
Catalina's name is mentioned once, twice, three times, four times. Larry generously has his name mentioned but once.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. That's nice.
I'm going to continue just because it's what we're doing.
We're counting.
Crystal Julian, surgical diagnostic catheterization. Her name is, she's eight. Her name is mentioned twice. Larry's name is mentioned once.
Very good.
Roberto Camacho, aortic valve replacement. His name is mentioned once. Oh, twice. Larry's name is mentioned once. Again, on a show of really what charity is all about, the story of Talistan Ali Muhammad. This story of this amazing child is written without the name of Larry King appearing.
Wow. How did those get in there? I'm amazed.
Jesus Yopoko, who had aortic valve and aortic root replacement, this 19-year-old Mexican boy.
What?
Had his name, Jesus, was mentioned once, twice, three, four times. Larry's name is mentioned once.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And let me see. Then you have William Johnson, cardiac catheterization. His name is mentioned once, twice, three times. Larry's name is mentioned twice.
There it is. All right, fine.
Steve Cam, 2002 recipient, aortic valve replacement. His name is mentioned once, twice, three times, four times, five times.
Wow.
Larry's name is mentioned twice, but we should point out that the last line of his biography is, today, Sven is doing well and hopes to produce a documentary about Larry King.
You got to count that one, too.
Absolutely. I did. Eugene Burgess, replaced pacemaker. Eugene got the name mentioned once, twice. Larry's name mentioned once.
All right.
And finally, the final patient story is a very handsome woman named Hilde Kanat, who had aortic valve replacement.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Istanbul, Turkey. Her name is mentioned twice. Larry's is mentioned once.
There it is.
Oh, wow. So out of all of the patients, all of these success stories, and I'll count them up, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Out of all of those, there were only 1, 2, there were 3 that didn't have Larry's name mentioned with them.
There you go.
And
he showed amazing self-discipline.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, what is the total there?
Well, none of the other Kings or Zigers got any points that that round, but Larry is now up to 70 mentions.
Now we got
how many pages is the thing? Are we halfway through? Or
there are no numbers. We're almost up to the ads, though,
uh-huh.
Which is the,
probably more than 2 mentions a page.
Yeah. The cherry on this.
Right.
Here's somebody who doesn't like this for some reason. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, you
know. How are you guys doing?
Now, hold on. Before you start, are you a professional arguer?
Or do you have a legitimate gripe? And be honest with us. Have you called to complain before?
No, I've never called to complain. First time caller.
I believe you. I actually recognize the regular people.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's the problem?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to be honest. I'm calling right now to bust balls. I'm just going to lay it out there.
Come on, then.
That was boring. Way boring.
You got to understand, this is an exercise. We are providing a service here.
Listen, if you find anything at any time on this show boring,
I never want to change the dial.
Be my
never.
Guest. Be
never
my guest.
Change the dial.
But listen, be my guest. I'm sorry that at all moments the show doesn't appeal to exactly what you want. That's why we're here and you're there. Put in a disc. Change the station.
I'm just trying to get things stirred up, get you guys fired up. You're funnier when you're fired up. I love.
Trust me,
believe me, we're working up to getting fired up here.
Listen, douchebag, you don't understand.
I heard you snoring. I heard you snoring, Don. Come on.
Douche.
I heard you reading that, snoring. You were stumbling lines.
You do not. It's because I'm not reading all of the boring stuff about what the place does. You don't get it. You just don't get it. It's a very low-level anger that we've got going here. God, I hate it when I have to pull back the curtain again.
I know.
But let me explain it to another one of our stupid listeners.
Now, listen, let him explain.
Who does not get it. The point of this, and I'll preface this by saying, if you think it's boring, change the station. Don't call me to complain. What does Bob Barker say?
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Marv Levy, what does Bob Barker say?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
And it's not my show.
The point of this exercise is, it is a charity event, and we are counting how many times Larry's name is mentioned in the program. There is.
Oh, we all know he's a glory whore. There's no doubt about that.
There is slow burn going on here.
Mm-hmm. It gets better.
That's what it is.
If you don't dig it, eat me. Change the station. And don't say, I don't want to change the station. Be my guest.
He's turning his radio up.
All right. Hopefully you're a little fired up now. Sorry, help you guys out.
Yeah, you really help. Yeah. Are you one of those dumb people that really think you really get me going?
No, I don't think I fully got you going, but at least you're not talking about how many times Larry King's name is mentioned. I mean,
I'm only halfway through the book. All you
I would like you to explain to me, sir, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Why you think we're doing this?
I don't know. I mean,
see, there it is. And now I understand why you think it's boring, because you don't get it. If you've listened to us for a long time, Larry King has, for years and years and years, been in love with one person more than anybody else.
Larry King.
Larry King. Nobody in my memory, in media of any kind, has been better at self-promotion than Larry King. And Larry King's life. And Larry King's loves. And Larry King's wives. And Larry, I mean, it is all he does. That's his favorite subject, is Larry King. And hey, that's why we do this.
Hey, Mike, can you do a Marty Bass real quick?
No.
You know what? You're an idiot. You're really an idiot.
Yeah, and thanks for listening.
And don't say,
Well, at least I got you fired up, yeah. Because you didn't get me fired
up. But for anybody else that might have a brain that wants to understand why we're doing this, I just explained it in there. Even though this guy didn't want to listen to it.
Oh, then we've got another. Here's another stupid guy who's going to think he's succeeded. Yes, hello, dummy.
No, this guy, I'd like to thank this guy for getting you fired up and improving the show. I think you did a wonderful service to us.
Right, geez. There you go, because, because fired up, right, because that's what you want.
Well,
blah, blah, blah. I'm going to continue to read this at the exact same pace I'm reading it, and I'm sorry that to your unsophisticated Flintstones-like brain, you don't get it unless I'm screaming that Larry King is a jerk. It's something called subtlety. We're being subtle, and I'm sorry that you have to be hit across the head with a frying pan to get the sarcasm.
Oh, I totally understand. I'm no Larry King fan. I was just commenting on the caller before.
And that's necessary.
Yeah, he made a completely valid contribution in my humble opinion.
No, see, this guy is saying thanks to the other guy.
Yeah, I know. And so this is slowing us down right now. We have a task. We have a task at hand.
Yes. I apologize, Radio Gods. I'll let you get back to work. Good job.
F you.
They're always the nerd boys. You know, they are always the little Poindexters that, really deserve to get decked.
Don and Mike.
Don?
I mean, trust me. And again, if any of you don't like the show at any point, go ahead and bail.
God.
But me, if I'm driving along and I got bumper-to-bumper traffic, and I hear about a tool like Larry King, who's doing a charity event, and we're not even halfway through the brochure, and his name's been mentioned 70 times, trust me, that's funny. But here's the difference. That's not like laugh out loud funny.
I think I'm angry at the last guy that called and even the first guy that called.
That's like, and I hate to say it because we're really not this type of show, but that's almost like thinking person funny.
Absolutely. And that last guy, speaking of not thinking, I'd like to have him in here, right in the studio. Just be about an inch away from him and compliment his shoes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up? Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I want to pass along a message to that caller previous to the caller before me.
Oh, my. Okay.
Basically, I want to tell him, shut up, stick your thumb up your a-hole, turn up the radio, and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Good advice for everyone, really.
Now everyone's getting involved.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, just wanted to thank you guys. That first guy that called, he doesn't get it. You know, you have to listen to the bad stuff. That way when the good stuff comes on, it's that much better.
Thank you. Gotcha.
That's a compliment.
Like Carol
Jesus
King.
Christ.
What a magnificent tapestry.
Hello, Don and Mike. No, it's like the Carol King. It's too late. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to call up to let you know that I get it.
All right, thanks. You know what? That's all I have to say. I get it.
Very good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great call.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I just want to say the same thing. I get it too, Don.
Thank you.
These guys are idiots.
Thank you. All right.
And Buzz, what is the running total again of Larry King mentions? Not everybody else.
Larry has 70.
Right.
70 so far.
We'll be right back.
Not to find fault, but if you have to call in to say you get it,
you don't really get it. No.
But I fired you up, Don.
I sure did.
I fired you up.
I was thinking that you needed me to call to improve the show.
I fired you up. Come on.
Yeah.
I fired you up. Fired you up. God damn.
Don and Mike Foundation. Don't thank Don and Mike for Don and Mike, Don and Mike, Don and Mike.
How's this for firing me up? All you people that called, I hope you're in next year's edition of this book.
I am a patient.
How you like that? Does that make you happy? Yeah. I hope something bad happens to your heart.
Hey, don't get so fired up.
Now he's fired up.
Acting crazy now, ain't they?
There we go. Here's another one. Here's another guy who just wants to say he gets it. Gordon?
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
Well, I also wanted to say that I like the fact that you bitched out the guy that called about not understanding.
That's different than saying you get it.
It says on the screen, it says you get it.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I mean, I know the whole Larry situation. He paints his ball spot and all that.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
He doesn't. That caller doesn't count.
All right, Wilson. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Dynamite?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning, they're on the afternoon, and I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
The Don and Mike Show.
Why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? It's certainly doing its pro-choice.
Larry.
That's Larry King with that. Some guy?
Yes.
This Green Day? Or next is Green Day. I lost it back from there.
Right. Guilty of inciting happiness. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I really should bring up an interesting point here.
Yeah?
I think we deserve some credit for this entire Larry King Foundation. He is technically... the day he had his big heart attack number one...
Was the day he...
The day after
he was on our show.
He was on our show.
Way back in the day when we actually used to kiss his ass all the time.
Yeah, he came on our show and surprised us and then promptly had a heart attack the next day.
One of the greatest things ever we don't have anymore. You did a fake spot for an amusement park called Larryland.
And my favorite ride, the heart attack. Larryland.
Right. So listen, all of you naysayers out there who I guess have changed the station by now.
Yeah.
Let me just give you one more subtle layer of why this is great. This event is happening tonight.
Tonight.
In D.C. Mm-hmm. And as we're doing this, people are driving to the event
right. And
listening to it on the radio.
Larry King again.
So now...
Larry King again.
Let's continue counting as we go to the Hart Award. And Mike, again, as you can see, the logo on the top of the page.
Yeah.
The Larry King Cardiac Foundation Hart Award.
Right.
And then you have a picture of the guy who's the recipient. But of course...
Is it a big full-page picture?
It is a full-page picture of him. But of course, no picture of a recipient of an award would be complete without the first two words on the page being Larry King. So then you go to the...
I like the way you highlighted it,
begin with the logo on the next page, the Larry King Foundation Spirit of Life Award. This is where Tommy Lasorda gets an award. And now we're going to go through a couple of pages that don't have his name.
No. Oh, really?
No.
The Spirit of Life Award to Tommy Lasorda.
A misprint.
Nothing. The honorary dinner chair, nothing. The dinner chair, nothing.
Huh.
Lionel Richie, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis Black, nothing. Special guest Russ Merlin, nothing. Special thanks to our friends, nothing. Thank you to our sponsors. And you are the heart and soul of the Larry King Cardiac Foundation.
All right.
These are the ads that slay me.
Larry King!
Because now we're to the end of the little brochure.
Right.
And here's how you should do this. If you take out an ad in one of these things.
Right.
Fannie Mae Foundation. But now hold on, I take it back. Please to support Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to our chairman, Franklin Rain, this year's recipient of the Larry King Heart Award. I was going to say they were doing it right, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Guidant. It's a great time to be alive. Hold on. You know, I didn't look at these ads thinking these were the ads that didn't have his name.
Yeah.
They also have... Proud to sponsor an evening with Larry King.
Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
Countrywide Home Loans. Please to support Larry King. Caring is at the heart of Prudential Financial. They do not mention his name. Congratulations.
Very good.
However,
so they showed a great deal of courage doing that.
Pilot, whatever company that is. Now, it might be the group that had the song...
Pilot Pens?
Ho, 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 it's magic. Or it might be the Palm Pilot. It might be Pilot Pens.
Right.
They have the gayest ad. We are proud to support Larry King. And it's a big playing card that has Larry's face on it. King of Hearts.
Now, there is I bet they're surprised they didn't get the first ad.
So that's a special note. It's Larry's caricature twice. Then you go through, let me see, Bar Laboratories salutes Larry King.
Here's one that'll make you sick. CNN took out a full-page ad.
Okay.
Congratulations, Larry and Sean, on another fantastic year from all your fans at CNN.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we know how true that is.
Right. Then you have another ad from CNN, full page. Congratulations, Larry and Sean, on another great year from your friends at Larry King Live. And then it has the logo.
Oh, my God.
Larry King Live. Then you have Microsoft, proud to support Larry King. Then you have, these are just two people. Rose and Mark Berendress. Congratulations, Sean and Larry. And look how big that is, Mike.
Wow.
We are honored to be part of your lives and the people you touch. Fannie Mae, proud to support Larry King.
God.
Here's a two-page. Jonathan M. Tisch Foundation, proud supporters, and look how big Larry's name is in this one, of the Larry King Cardiac Foundation.
Now, I've never seen anything quite like this.
No one has. Children's Hospital. We've done a lot of work with Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
This one sickens me, because it's written in a child's handwriting.
Mm.
Thank you, Larry.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Larry, for every heartbeat you have given us.
Wow. You know, there's only one thing that's close to this. Larry and Jerry.
Yeah.
You know,
now,
I think Larry wants to be the Jerry of heart. Well, on his
one. I'm reading this. I'm going to. The company is called TIAA-Cref. Tia Cref is pleased to support the Larry King Foundation. And I'm going, well, what the F is this? And then I see, oh, hold on. Mm-hmm. Senior Vice President Tommy Lasorda, L.A. Dodgers. So that's how that works.
That's
he says
he's honoring them.
He says, you buy an ad, we'll give you the award. Okay? Then you have Land America. The lifeline of many people is assured by the fine work of Frank Rains and Larry King.
Larry King.
Pfizer salutes Larry King.
Very good. It's amazing that the year they had, that they can actually come up with this.
And this one, you'll note, I wrote correct.
Right.
Real big on the top.
Yeah.
This is the correct ad you put in one of these things.
Ah.
On behalf of the Rabin Medical Center, we extend our warmest congratulations. Yvonne and Barry Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it.
Right. Yes, without mentioning Larry.
Mm-hmm. The Leontes Foundation, the guy who owns the Capitals.
Right.
Thank you for your commitment to Larry King. J.E. Robert Company salutes Larry King in recognition of the extraordinary work of Larry King. Goldman Sachs proudly supports the gala dinner. George Washington University Hospital and Larry King Cardiac Foundation. RDF, Raza Development Fund, want to congratulate Larry King. PMI, proud to support Larry King. Frank Rains, Chairman and CEO, Fannie Mae, recipient of the 2003 Larry King Heart Award.
Larry King.
Medtronic.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations to Larry King on a successful annual gala.
And that's 100, by the way.
Here's one that will make you puke. Westwood One.
Oh, dear.
Full page ad. You truly are the King of Hearts. Westwood One is honored to support the Larry King Foundation.
I like your note on top of it.
U-G-H-H-H. Here's the grossest one. Real big print. To the King and his subjects.
Oh.
And then it's a crown. Oh. With love and admiration from Helen Gurley Brown.
Super.
Wow. Eat me, you bitch. Smith Barney.
Now, the investment banking Big Medical seems to be involved in this.
We're pleased to support the Larry King Cardiac Foundation. And then on the bottom in very small letters it says, advisor to Larry and Sean King and the Larry King Cardiac Foundation.
Oh, God.
Then you have We Heart working with the Larry King Foundation. Linda Roth, one of our publicists.
Right.
The ad that I love the best is the one that doesn't mention Larry's name.
Right.
I'm guessing it's a trade. And I'll give them a free plug right here. It's Rejuvisage.
Is this a hair product?
No, Mike. It's lunchtime peels.
Oh.
Copper skin therapy. Botox, collagen, laser hair removal, spider vein removal, permanent makeup, timeless beauty.
You think it's a trade?
They don't say anything like thank you, Larry.
No, not at all.
And what the hell does spider vein removal, permanent makeup, Botox, and collagen have to do with a cardiac fund?
Well, you never know.
And then the final ad... The vanity on the last page of the program is the picture, full-page ad,
right,
with Sean and the two kids. Dear Larry, you inspire us every day. We love you so much. Sean, Chance, and Cannon. Now, Robbie, I think we're going to need the network music, or the Jerry Lewis telethon music, please. Because now what I'd like, Buzz, while you get your tabulations together.
Check right. The tote board.
Robbie, if you grab that music telethon, if the cartridge says telethon,
right.
I'm going to have Rob count the pages in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you get the glorious payoff.
Yes, yeah, this will be fantastic.
All right, now, keeping in mind that we have nothing against charity.
No.
Rob's counting the pages. And the Larry King event is tonight. The Larry King cardiac, whatever the F it is tonight. Rob's counting pages right now. And I think you might agree the sickest one was the one to the king and all his subjects.
Yeah, and also the one with the wife's picture at the back.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, is it love of Larry or just another chance
it's
to get your
picture in the magazine? It's so self-serving. It is the ultimate.
That is the word, and that's what we have. We take it.
Self-serving. If you're going to do this, you put your name in front, you go there tonight, you glad hand, you do what you can. But generally, the correct way to do this is to be behind the scenes.
Right.
Just to be the front guy. Rob, how many pages are in the pamphlet?
It's 74 pages, but I count 1, 2, 3 pages that have no printing at all, so we can't count those.
So the total number of pages is?
71.
71 and Buzz. Now, I need a timpani for this.
You got it.
We need totals for children.
Okay.
Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Children from both marriages. Children, and then finally, Larry.
Larry Jr. gets one mention. Daughter Kaya gets one mention. Brother Marty gets one mention. Chance and Cannon each get a mention. Sean Southwick King got 12 mentions, but
and
the winner.
In a 70-page pamphlet.
Uh-huh.
The winner?
For Larry King, 108 mentions. 108.
There you go. That's fantastic. That's what it's all about.
Congratulations, Larry. 108 mentions in a 70-page pamphlet.
You suspender-wearing frog. Larry, if you hadn't been nearly dead and a corpse 10 years ago,
right,
you wouldn't have given a rat's ass like every celebrity. They don't care about any of this stuff until it happens to them.
Amen.
And I'll say this about some of the celebrities that get involved in this. Some of them do it the right way.
Right.
Where you put your money there, you put your face on something, and you say, I'm going to let the foundation do the work.
You do, or maybe you even create a product like Paul Newman, and how much money has he
yeah.
raised for charity?
Yeah, but what you don't do is what this guy's done.
1.543 mentions for Page.
Larry's name.
And the word, more you know, one. And really, as we say once again, nobody slams the good work that's done. And because, I mean, there is good work done. What we slam is the, you know, why do we have to wade through the self-serving ego gratification that is this event?
I'll be giving it to me again. The booklet, the actual booklet. Because I just have to describe this again. It's got a glittery front.
Right.
Gold. That says, yeah, right, Mike. Gold glitter.
Gold glitter with a red background.
An evening with Larry King and friends. And you open it up, and it is...
just a picture of Larry.
And his wife.
And then the logo again, an evening with Larry King and friends.
Right. Awesome. And then as you go through and you count all of the times, and you have the family picture. Now listen, I'm speaking from the heart here. I have a first wife. I was married when I was 18. I was divorced when I was 18 and a half. I have a daughter. She's never on the show. I talk about her sometimes. Amy. She's approaching her mid-20s. She's graduated the University of Wisconsin. She's had a baby. She's made me a grandfather. She's not on the show a lot.
Right.
Okay? I'm not hiding that from anybody.
Right.
If I ever was going to have a group picture of my family that was going to be in a publication for charity, if I just had a picture of Frida and I and Bart, I would put on the bottom, not pictured, Amy, you know, for whatever reason,
right.
Or get her in the picture. But he was married before and he had a whole family before. We did that.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been through that. You know, I've been divorced. Mike's been divorced.
Right.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
But the picture that he has on page 4 is of his selected family.
Yes.
It's his new trophy wife, the two children that she bore, and a grown-up Terminator-like athlete from BYU.
Does he want us to think that maybe he's daddy?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, look at this strapping boy. There's
not his.
The question, you know, the hypocrisy of this is that where's Kaya?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Larry Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a true family portrait,
In fairness to them, they're involved with this, both Larry Jr. and Kaya.
Right.
I wonder how they feel when they look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really
can't be great.
No, and then the very end was just the trophy wife with the picture of the two.
And the two kids.
The two new kids.
Right.
The chosen kids. the kids from the trophy wife.
Right.
I'm trying to be as honest as I can, but I'm putting myself more or less in the same category. I've been married. I had a daughter with my first wife.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what makes me different is I have been married to the second wife, the real wife, for almost 23 years.
Right.
It's not like I was with the other one and then hit it big and dumped her to get a new piece of ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a former Miss Utah or whatever's going on with Sean Saunders.
It's a strange situation. Anybody that listened to Larry heard the whole thing.
Right.
You always used to hear about his love life.
Oh, and even though you don't hear about my daughter a lot on the radio because there are some things that deserve to be private, anybody asks me ever about my family in real life, I include, you know, my grandchild, you know, regardless of the situation.
Right.
It's just, it's horse ass.
Yeah.
It's complete BS. All this is it's 70 pages
of a tribute to Larry.
Oh, yeah.
J.O. material.
Mm-hmm.
Even in this, when they got the stories about the people that have been helped in the year 2002, his name is in there.
Larry, 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 Larry.
We get tired of it. And somebody's going to say that, and we're the ones to do it.
Larry, shut up! Shut up! No one watches your show anymore. You're not relevant. Don't believe that ad from your friends at CNN, because you don't have any friends at CNN. Where do you think we get all the tapes of you falling asleep on the air? From people at CNN.
From your coworkers, Larry.
Always, you know, with the unspoken honor that we'll never say the name of the people who give us the tapes.
Right, and that's true. We will honor that.
But they're your co-workers.
Your fans.
The ones of you falling asleep. The ones of you not realizing you were here. Yeah, that's the one. That's the gem, right? And the one, don't we have one? We even have one of Larry farting.
Yes, we do.
Right.
And all of them courtesy of your friends at CNN. And if you believe that Westwood One thing,
mm-hmm.
right here, kiss it.
Lick it.
Kiss it. Lick it. Lick the star.
So tonight's his Academy Awards. Yes. You this know, is really what it's all about.
If you really cared.
Where he's treated like God for a night.
If you really cared, you know what you'd do? You'd say, I'm Larry King. I'm going to attach my name to this. Here's a check for $1 million. Have a great time tonight.
Yes.
That's how, mm-hmm. if you have just a sasson of class.
Well, you know, really.
That's how you do it.
You know, I mean, since you and I have both been involved in these things, what do you think that brochure costs to print up?
Oh, well, look at it.
Yeah.
It's glossy.
Yeah.
It's glossy. It's
you
like
can knock that down to 2 pages. You knock that down to 2 pages.
Uh-huh. And yeah. Rob is, I know we got a break. Rob's identified one other thing in the faux family photo
right.
that has Larry and the two kids and the other kid that's really not his kid. There's a Christmas tree in the background.
Rob.
No, it is, though, Mike. Look at it. It is.
I know.
It was probably the...
I know. It was taken in Utah, probably.
Right, the Christmas mm-hmm. garden. Mm-hmm. Right. Jesus Christ. Congratulations, Larry and Sean, on another great year.
King of Hearts!
From your friends at Larry King Live.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what about the doctors?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
What about the doctors that are in there taking people's hearts out and putting other people's hearts in?
How about page after page of them? No. Just Larry.
No.
Larry Palooza.
And very interesting.
Yeah, the guys that are in there for like 15 hours standing,
very
right? performing surgery, heart surgery.
But I think like, you know, coincidental that a page, full page ad's taken out by Tia Kreff. It's a company I never heard of. But Tommy Lasorda is the senior vice president,
sure.
and by coincidence, Tommy Lasorda got an award, as a lot of the people who advertised
mm-hmm.
in this little pamphlet, as it turns out, they coincidentally also received awards tonight.
Well, anybody that's on the way, I hope they have a good time.
Yeah, have a great time. Tell Larry we said hi.
Enjoy the Lionel Richie concert.
And you know what? Next year, just to piss him off, we'll buy an ad.
Right.
We'll buy an ad next year that just has our names on it. For the whole page. Just Don Mike, Don Mike, Don Mike, Don Mike, Don Mike. What does it cost? $5,000? Something like that?
Something like that.
We can write it off. It's a charitable cause.
We will do that. And you know it does go to a good cause. So that's a good thing.
Amen. Okay. So that's where we were going with that all along.
Yeah. There you go.
How many times, Buzz?
108.
Jesus.
108 mentions in a 70-page pamphlet.
And he's on TV every friggin' day.
Every day.
God.
He doesn't need more, but he does need more.
No,
he needs so much
he
more.
He needs more.
He needs constant.
Well,
let me tell you. You know, remember when I said when he was in there and I was talking about ego and he looks at me and he says, let me tell you something about ego. You can't do this job without ego. Ego's important to the city.
You know, I think we might have to get out the hidden microphones to hear the conversation between Larry and Marty.
Right.
When we come right back.
Larry might be having
this
a tantrum.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Sean Hannity. So Mike, this is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike Show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
And it's a big year with the likes of you people.
Adored by all their money fans, Don and Mike.
Now, Mike, you've had a chance to digest the brochure.
Yeah.
Like I do a lot of times on the show. I don't let Mike see stuff in advance because I want his real reaction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now that you've seen it.
I think it's very modest. I think really, I really don't think that it's, you know, that it's garish. And I don't think it overdoes Larry's participation.
Good.
And it's really just, I mean, looking at this brochure, if you looked at it quickly,
yeah.
I would wonder who's involved with this.
Yeah.
Is it Larry King, or is he just a passing stranger? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Mike was looking at it up close.
Right. See, it's a tribute to Larry. You know, Larry's kids, Larry's, you know, and I know, I'm sure they do good.
But boy, it's amazing. What a tribute to me this is.
Let me just show you real fast, and we're going to change the topic here. How you do something if you're a celebrity. How you get involved.
All right.
Everybody likes Friends, you know. And tonight, what? They're supposed to kiss, right? Jennifer Aniston's supposed to kiss the dumb guy.
Right.
No, it's Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston, I think.
No. They've been promoing it like for 2 weeks that tonight Jennifer Aniston will kiss the dumb
guy. Joey?
Yeah. And incidentally, he's a whole other thing about how, you know, we've read the articles about how misunderstood he is. That
yes.
He plays it dumb, but he's really so smart.
He's a quality actor.
Anyway, I'll give the Friends credit. We get this stuff all the time from ad agencies. Lazy Boy is giving money to the Elizabeth Glazier Pediatric AIDS Foundation.
Okay.
And they went to each of the six friends and they said, design your own Lazy Boy recliner.
Huh.
In your mind, the perfect chair.
Okay.
And they made them.
Yeah.
And they're going to auction them on eBay, and all the money goes to this AIDS Foundation.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
This is how you do it. If you're a celebrity and your name, you attach your name.
Right.
Incidentally, as go through all the paraphernalia that they sent along, there's plenty of mention of Lazy Boy and of the charity. There are no pictures of any of the six friends.
Right.
There is a picture of the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker. David Schwimmer's chair is the most effed up one.
Yeah.
It looks like candy, some kind of candy.
Whose is in the upper left? I love that one.
That's the Jennifer Aniston chair.
Really? That is really nicely designed.
That's a handsome chair.
And what are they, one of a kind? Is that what they are?
They've been exclusively designed by the Friends with Lazy Boy and in Style magazine. They're one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
They'll raise.
What a great idea.
You know, let's say they go for $10,000 each. Right. Well, and they'll go for more than that.
Right.
If you're a celebrity, that's how you do it.
Right.
Cool. You put your name on it. You say, yes, I'd be glad to help. I'll design the chair.
Walk away.
Put my name on it. But, like, there's no garish pictures of Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox and her retarded husband on this.
No, you don't see that.
Anyway, although I am a fan of the ad that they do, the Coca-Cola ad. With dumb David Arquette, where she says, you know, he says, hey, he's playing a pinball game. Honey, would you give me a Coke? She goes, oh, yeah. And she goes out and she gets a big block of ice, and she chops it like into a million pieces, and she puts just a ton of ice in his glass and puts one drop of Coca-Cola in to look like the glass is full, and then she fills her glass up all the way, and as she's walking out the sliding glass door, she goes, there you go, and he goes, thank you, baby. You got to see it, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen it. It is funny. It's one of the few times I laughed at him. Yeah.
I don't like him.
No.
I'll tell you who I do like, Mike. I do like Uncovering Stars of Tomorrow today.
Very good.
We were going to get to this yesterday, and we're going to make it happen right now. Now, this is a guy that I'm proud to say, unlike some of our other stars of tomorrow today, this guy's got what it takes. And we've used him as the example before, and we're glad that he's come to us again.
He is an American original, is what he is.
Spotlight for his new singles. He has two new singles out.
This is really rapidly becoming a household name in America.
You might remember Adam M. In his hit single, The Super Bowl is Gay.
Yes. Is it Adam or Andy?
Oh, it's Andy.
Andy M.
And, you know, as a matter of fact, we've had other wannabe stars of tomorrow today.
Right.
And we've always pointed out to them that Super Bowl is Gay is pretty much the way to go.
He really wrote the book on how to break a single in America.
Well, Andy has sent us some more material.
Cool. Did you get a chance to look at the video of Andy the other day?
I saw the streaming video on his website.
Andy not only sounds the way he is, he looks the way he sounds.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we are proud to be the radio outlet chosen by Andy M to debut his new hit song, Fire Me, Dick Bird Feeder.
You know, I'm surprised that he's not like Boston waiting 8 years between singles.
Stars of Tomorrow, today.
You look like you feed birds with your dick because your dick is bird feeder. Bing, ding, 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 jong, jong, jong. Jong, jong, wong, jong, jong. You stupid, mean, face.
Me
me just stop by telling you, he's 22.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I know
he's 27.
He's, you know more about the guy than I do.
I'm fascinated by him.
Yeah, 27 sounds 12.
You're right.
That's what I got to do. You're right. He's 27.
Sure.
From Manhattan.
Motherfucker face. Bom 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 bom. You look like peanut butter came out your ear, and you got 8 double chins. That'd be a quintuplet chin. Bing, jing, 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 jing. Bom bom bom.
No issues here.
What do you want from my life? Huh? What do you want from my life?
We're proud to bring this to you. Follow up to the Super Bowl is gay.
Da, 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 da. Be my little playmate and touch my silky nipples. Be my little playmate and touch my fat belly. Fat belly. Where are you? I'm right beside you. I'll never leave you. Ba, da, 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 da. I like to dance, I like to romance. Come, I'll take a horse and carriage ride with me. And we'll eat filthy apples, yeah, filthy apples. We'll eat them filthy apples till our throats get hurt from the dirt.
I defy you to get it out of your head tonight.
I do ride my bike, yes I do. I ride my bike down the street. How are you? And you? And you? I bet you can't guess how old I am.
Yeah.
Yep, you guessed it. 8.
He's not, though.
He's a grown-up.
I work at an accounting firm in Manhattan. If they saw this, they'd probably fire me.
That's true.
That's it. Wow.
You're a goddamn genius.
Yes,
wait,
he is.
There's more. Because of the fact that we played the Super Bowl as gay, and sent some people to his website,
right.
we were nice enough to Andy that we now have a bonus unreleased track.
I had no idea.
Exclusive. The Stars of Tomorrow Today. This is just a piece that Andy's working on, not completed. Ladies and gentlemen, Star of Tomorrow Today, Hitmaker on the Don and Mike Show, Andy M. It's unfinished, Mike.
It's an unfinished work. Genius.
It's a work in progress.
That's an unfinished tune.
That was interesting.
And I'm telling you right there, that's H-I-T.
Hit.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. That guy is a genius.
Absolutely.
You guys landed a gold mine with this kid.
No, remember, not a kid. He's a man.
Well, I'm the same age he is, and hopefully I don't sound like that.
Just a few years shy of his 30th birthday.
There you
go. Thanks,
boys. Star of Tomorrow Today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I feel like this is the ultimate tribute I could give him. The new song is gay.
You know, everybody remembers that Super Bowl is gay. That was his first hit, his mega hit.
That's right.
It's very hard to come out with a second song when you're an artist that doesn't sound just like the first song.
And now you've heard three songs. Anybody who heard the original Super Bowl is gay.
Well, the third one is just a rough draft that he sent along.
It's a work in progress. He's going to have more lyrics after the Touch Me, My Father part.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Star of Tomorrow Today. Hello.
Paul in Rochester, what's up?
Hi.
This guy looks like he's 12. I've seen him.
Yeah.
He looks Are you sure he's 27?
We're positive. He's even been on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. We've seen him on TV.
If you need a mental picture, there was that kid who played the young lawyer on Ally McBeal, and then he went on to play, and now he's passed away, rest his soul, but that's who he looks like.
Huh. Here is Brian in Pittsburgh. Brian.
Hi, guys. Is that kid for real that you guys are playing on the air?
He's a guy. It's a man.
I mean, he sounded horrible.
He's a man.
No, listen, but you don't know. No, horrible's not the word. No, yeah, I'm sorry.
How can you say that?
Star of tomorrow, today.
Explain yourself to me. How can you be a star if you're just yelling, I like cheese?
Now, you think Amadeus Mozart was a genius?
Look at Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
No, you can't even put them in his category.
Non-geniuses. Now, you know, I put him in this category.
John Lennon was a genius?
If we're talking modern music, here's how I would rate them.
Okay.
Influentially.
As far as in order.
Yes.
How would you rate it, Andy?
I'll give you the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number five, Elvis Presley.
Alrighty.
Number four, Chuck Berry.
All right.
Number three.
Okay.
For me, Lennon McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number two, Brian Wilson. Now, you might argue that Eminem...
I'm giving
you the top five most influential artists of the rock era.
You might hear it if you closed your mouth.
Okay.
It's Elvis, it's Lennon and McCartney.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, Brian Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is Andy M.
Yeah.
All right. Where do I get a copy of the CD from? Because I do college radio.
You can go to any record store.
Right, just tell them you want the latest hit single by Andy M.
Look at the display case.
As heard on the Don and Mike Show.
But Don, will they get it for me?
It's not about the merchandising.
Do you think college radio would like
it? Tired. College radio, that'll work for
me.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I don't get it.
Honest?
That's good. I like that.
Okay.
Hey, what do you guys... Hey, and he didn't even put John Tesh up there. I don't know what's going on.
What an oversight. John, how could you not put John Tesh in your top five?
All right, about that, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, we got a break. We're running late today. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. No, you know what? That guy's really funny. I treasure that kind of music.
Funny? No, listen. No, funny is not... Honey, listen. Talented... genius?
I have one word, Don.
Prodigy?
Genius can be funny.
Inspirational.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Last year, I thought I heard the worst song in America. That was absolutely the worst song in the world. And I am absolutely serious. There is nobody that sings like that ever.
What are you talking about?
Another naysayer. I think it's really another naysayer. I don't know what's wrong with people.
He doesn't get it either.
Yeah. You know, all the great artists had to go endure this.
Do you know how many record labels turned down the Beatles?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many people heard Elvis Presley and said, this will never work?
Oh, yeah. Pioneers.
It's never easy.
Pioneers have to deal with this, Don.
Oh, Mike, I want it down in the record books. I want us to be the Murray the K of this guy.
That's right.
I want us to be the Ed Sullivan of this guy.
Yep.
Someday, weeks from now, when all of America has forgotten about Eminem and they're all talking about Andy M, you remember.
You tell them, Scott Muni.
What's the radio show that brought you Andy M? That's right.
We were the ones.
Don and Mike. Right.
We'll get credit someday. We'll be in the books. The history books.
First it was the Super Bowl is gay. Then it was Fire Me, You D-Bird Feeder. And then... The unfinished masterpiece, I Like Cheese.
The incomplete masterpiece.
I Like Cheese, the one where Daddy touches him.
I Like Cheese is going to be his pet sound.
We got a break. I agreed, Rob.
Thank you.
It's Sloop John B. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it.
Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Time for another spoof. So here's Don and Mike.
Well, it gets thicker and thicker.
You know, we got a fax machine, 800-636-6410.
Right.
And we just got something from... Fitzpatrick Accounting. Apparently somebody there went on this guy Andy's website. You remember the first time we had him on the show, we called him doing Tobacco Road?
Is that what we did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's mad at us.
Andy is?
Yeah.
Really?
If he's so mad, he should stop sending us the songs.
Right.
But here's what he's written about us on his website. Mm-hmm. And this is, they forwarded this. This guy Andy is Andy, and it's on his site. Oh, they fooled me into thinking they did a retarded show as robot voices. Hilarious. In reply to Don and Mike are the worst DJs ever, posted by Brian Lynch. I didn't realize how many retarded radio personalities there were. It's so weird they call me up and act really nice to me off air, mm-hmm. and then act like complete unfunny a-holes on air. I'm either going to stop doing radio interviews or start dissing the hell out of them when they act stupid.
Oh, no.
They're annoying. Then here's another reply from Andy.
Uh-huh.
In reply to, Don and Mike are the worst DJs ever. I called them back. I might be going back to talk to the real people. Then here's a reply to, holy S, that was weird. Oh, well, they let me plug the website.
Yeah.
They can F each other in their unfunny throat holes.
You know, he was a little testy with us anyway, wasn't he, when we had him on?
Listen, I got no problem if the guy hates us. He's
Love to have him on.
He's the star of tomorrow.
Yeah. He's the star of tomorrow, and we can have I'd love to have a dialogue with him.
So would I. So call in. Call in, Andy, if you think we're so bad.
Andy, we'd love to chat with you.
Love to have him on the show.
Said please, a lot of nice things please, and hey, we'll say a lot of nice things to his face.
Yeah, we sure will. Mike, I do mean, though, he is the star of tomorrow.
Oh. He is.
Anyway, thank you to... Well, FYI, who sent that into us, fax us in from...
Very, very nice.
Appreciate that.
And Andy, you know, like all geniuses, I think he's, you know, he borders on insanity.
And misunderstood.
Yeah, totally misunderstood.
Misunderstood, but you've got a friend here, Andy.
You do.
Regardless of how we met...
We believe.
We love your talent.
Continue to paint with your words.
And don't hold it against us that... When Rob called, he said he was calling on behalf of the radio show Tobacco Road.
Tobacco, Joe Camel and Nick O'Team.
Right. Listen, tomorrow on the show, and I got... I'm going to lead into something here. Tomorrow on the show, we got the brand new Loba to Jeff R.D.
Yeah. Right.
We really have to get to this Confessions of the BJ Queen, because
mm-hmm.
she's coming on the show. Don and Mike, Internet Side of the Day. Tomorrow, really, we're going to get to Ask Joe, which is a precursor to Stump the Joe.
Right.
Where it'll just be general knowledge questions for Joe Ardinger.
Mm-hmm. Joe.
To find out what he knows and what he doesn't know. And I've got a couple of great radio things. You know, I love peeling back and sharing with you the soft underbelly of radio. From radio magazines, this one about management and marketing, a program director's 30 wonderful techniques to help air talent and staff.
You know, those are always helpful. And you know, I think you do a lot of good when you read those articles.
And then from the Adult Contemporary section, which is a format, the incredible one-page national article that a station in San Francisco got when they pretended to fire their morning disc jockeys on April Fool's Day. That's coming up. I did have a good moment of morning incompetency today, and disc jockey impotency by Jack Diamond, who is the biggest phony on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
And I heard...
That's great, yes, traction.
Some of the real Jack... squeeze into his show today.
Wow.
Here's the deal. I'm coming back from the toe doctor.
Right.
And they got a contest on Q107, High-Low Jackpot.
High-Low.
You know, it's not an original contest, but what is? Well, they give away up to $25,000.
Give a lot of money away, and of course, it's just what it says. You try to dial in exactly what the number is.
So I'm punching around. I'm listening to Harvey, and he's saying, all right, now we got the jackpot is very, very, very close to being won. Good luck.
Thank you, Harvey Fisher.
We're the 10th caller right now. Blah, 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 blah. So they come out, they play a record, come out of the record, and he says, joining us on the phone right now is
Fred Dick, how you doing, Fred?
The guy says, huh? Says,
now, Fred, you're going to have to give me a little more than that, buddy. We're talking about a lot of cash. A lot of cash. And at this point, all the coworkers, they start going, oh, Jackson.
And Stacy Bin, with whatever her married name is, she's an old piece of leather that's been on the market like for 40 years. And I guess she finally got a guy to marry her.
Imploring Jackson not to be mean to the caller.
So now her name is not Stacy Bin. I don't know what her new last name is. Whatever it is, it's Stacy, we'll say Burbank.
Right.
So it's Stacy Burbank. Jackson. He's a man of few words, but strong action.
he's dealing with a comatose caller, and he's trying to give away, like, the big money.
But because he's on the station that everybody can agree on, even the boss, he can't be mean to the guy.
Jackson.
So Harvey says, well, maybe he's going to turn it on now, because I'm just not feeling the energy from you.
Right.
I mean, buddy, this is a lot of money you might win. How would you feel if you won this money? Guy on the phone says, good. Harvey says, can you, and he's trying to do this with a smile in his voice.
Yeah.
Could you answer any question I give you with more than one word? Yes, so. I'm loving it.
Oh, that's great.
Because I'm thinking.
He doesn't play by the same rules we play by.
Right. I know this guy's got to win the money. And Harvey knows that apparently has been the jackpot's been narrowed down to the point where this idiot's going to be the guy that wins the money. So Harvey says, can we go to caller number 11? Is there any way we can go to caller 11? And all of the minions are going, Jackson, no, we can't. And they're all saying, well, he sounds like a good guy. I'm sure he'll be a good winner.
Thank you.
So finally, Harvey has to say to this guy, this poor dope,
okay, I'm going to go with you as the contestant. Against my better instincts.
Think of all the things you can do with this money. What would you do if you won this money?
Vacation.
There you go. That's exactly what it's like.
Thank you.
He says, all right, go on a vacation. That's great. Hey, how about this? Would you tell your boss to shove it?
No, I like my boss.
We'll do. All right, you listen. They're right. You're a man of few words. Tell me how much is in the high-low jackpot number 18. And I swear to Christ, 5 till 10 this morning. I heard on the radio. The caller says
2, 4, 1, 8, 7.
Harvey goes, can you say that in dollars?
2, 4, 1, 8, $7.
And the guy says, then Harvey says, can you say it like, because you know they're going to splice it up for a promo.
Right. Yeah, right.
Can you say it like 24,172?
Desperately trying to make sense out of it. 24,172 dollars.
Let's find out. And you hear the
and they play their little tape.
You hear the fake the wheel going around the, and then it goes. Your guess is right on the money. You win. Now at this point.
They're erupting in the studio.
I want you guys to be the fake disc jockeys, hooting it up, hollering, and I'll give you the guy on the phone's response, okay?
All right.
So, you win!
Woo!
Yeah! Winner! Yeah!
Congratulations!
Yeah.
Yay, Chili!
Yippee!
He said yippee?
He said yippee.
Wow.
And then,
fantastic.
Then Harvey says, while all of his coworkers are still doing the fake, going crazy thing, Harvey says, would you just say, take this job and shove it? So the guy says,
take this job and shove it.
The worst winner in the world.
And then they go right to the jingle, and then they go to a record. So you know, when they got done, Harvey threw his headphones down and said,
I hate working here.
I was the worst effing winner I've ever had.
I have to get into my Corvette.
And what they will do is they will take that and they will splice it.
Man.
So it says,
Jim Diamond Morning Show, what's your guess?
Feel the excitement. And then they'll have the guy going, 24,182. Then they'll have, you've won the money.
What are you going to do? I'm going to tell my boss, take it, job and shove it.
Yeah, it was a fantastic exercise.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The thing is, I love busting on Jack Diamond, but in some ways I feel bad for him.
Sure.
Because, Jesus Christ, imagine being so neutered that you can't even say to somebody.
You can't really go off on a listener like that who deserves it.
On a radio show, say, listen, dude, you're talking about almost $25,000.
Or better yet, you really do accidentally say, oh, you got disconnected.
Either you get excited or we go to the next caller, and I mean it.
Yeah.
You know, even if Mike and I have said this back when we worked at a top 40 station.
We've always said, when you give away any significant prize, whether it's a car, a trip,
you got to give us something.
You got to. That's what we're doing it for.
I got a guy on the line who heard it. Verification.
Pretend you're glad.
Chris.
Hey, Don.
Chris, you heard that today?
The thing that I laughed when they lost dollars, he missed rich.
That's too bad.
And it seemed so jive, like they wanted the guy, they made him win on purpose because he was so low-key, and it just seemed contrived, and it seemed very set up, you know? Like they did it on purpose somehow, you know?
Well, no, I think with a contest, especially in this day and age, it can't be contrived and set up. I think that what happened was the previous two guesses, from what I could surmise, were someone was $1 over.
So they were narrowing it down.
And it was obvious that whoever, and the other guest was $1 below.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever the caller was, if they had been listening, they were going
to
know.
Had to be a winner.
And Harvey knew as soon as he plunked the line down, and it was the guy going, hello, he knew, this is the dick that's going to win $25,000.
Yeah.
It was.
And you have to deal with that. The only difference is on our show, we play by a different set of rules, mm-hmm. and we give you a big prize. You got to play by our rules.
Yeah, or we don't give you the prize.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
It's beyond great.
It just totally sucks when you hear the opinions in the background, like clapping like Peyton.
Well, too bad that guy had it.
Maybe you can call Harvey, see if you can win a new cell phone.
Yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Oh, and her new name is Stacey Williams.
Mm. Stacey Williams. Oh, Jackson.
Lisa went to the webpage.
Now,
hello, everyone. Thanks for sharing mornings with me and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. I'll give you the latest traffic updates every 15 minutes.
Stacey Nicotine.
Thanks for reading my odes. I enjoy sharing them with you. Click on DJ Photo Album by my picture.
May I have a glass of white wine
to read my latest ode and all the others?
Ode to Cigarettes by Stacey Williams. Thank you, Jackson.
And hello to my sisters, Patty and Selma. Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and the comments?
Today, movie maker Michael Moore believes he's been bushwhacked.
Ooh. All right, I'm a fan of Michael Moore, even though he said that dick thing at the Oscars.
Right. Yeah.
So, Michael Moore,
stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Next to breast milk, the Don and Mike Show is back.
Time for Buzz's News. Brought to you by Duramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. As you may know,
someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed a clinically tested Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax. 1-888 Try VMAX. And Buzz.
Yes.
I know you hate it when people scoop you on the news.
I do. It hurts me. It wounds me.
Well, color me guilty. Big news.
What do you got?
Mike O'Meara's going deaf.
Right.
His farewell concert is this Saturday night. Sterling.
So sad.
Please join.
You know what? I love it when you get me, like the Tom Gavin thing, and you're reading my plug.
Jesus. Please join the soon-to-be-deaf Mike O'Meara.
Hello!
And the Crab Blues Band, Saturday night at the Barefoot Pelican in Sterling, Sterling, D.A.
Sterling.
Right. Sterling!
This is the all deaf band.
Mike just spit out his water.
Musicians handpicked by me.
There we go!
That's the Barefoot Delegate. Sterling.
Yeah. Sterling.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, yes. The all deaf. Maybe a name changes in the future.
And now here is
the
Buzz.
Final tour. Hi, Donna Mike.
A movie maker and presidential critic Michael Moore believes he's a big guy, and he believes that CNN is trying to make him look even more unpopular than he already is.
Here he is.
Moore says he's using sophisticated technology to see if the cable news network amplified the booing that followed his Bush-bashing Oscar speech. Quoting Moore's website.
He's upset.
Yeah, well, you can tell. Quoting his website, CNN aired a significantly different audio response than was broadcast on ABC. It seems someone has manipulated the audio.
Someone's manipulating his prostate.
He's now posted the audio, his, not this, from both ABC and CNN on his site, so if you care, you can be the judge.
God. Excuse me.
Earlier this week,
Mr. Moore.
Moore gave another speech in which he said the president invaded Iraq to draw attention away from his domestic failures. Quoting Moore, it's not about weapons of mass destruction. It's about weapons of mass distraction.
Cutting the cheeses. Party.
Thank you, Sonny.
I'm a Michael Moore fan.
I know.
I'm a Michael Moore supporter.
Makes funny movies.
Yeah. Writes great books. Yeah. Makes funny movies.
Right.
But I'm telling you, we've moved into another area now.
Oh, my. Oh. How do you feel about it, Michael?
Oh, he's upset. What he did on the Oscars was stupid, but he should just let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go, because as pissed as I was that he did it, as I watched it with my wife, I said, well, you know what? He wouldn't be Michael Moore.
That's what he does.
If he didn't do that.
If on the biggest
stage in the world, he didn't, like, say to Bush, shame on you.
Mm-hmm. I want to warn everybody. You know, I mean, all you're hearing about is, you know, hey, people shouldn't.
Right.
Where the hell do we live?
USA.
Let people criticize. Excuse me, that just came out of me.
Oh, it's Michael Moore.
You're upset, too.
Michael's backing me up 1,000%.
I can tell.
It's the United States of America. We are free. You know, we better be very careful if you're criticizing the government. It's all down on you, right, Michael?
I do think he's a touch paranoid to say that CNN is altering the audio.
He feels it was an historical moment, him saying shame on you, and he thinks that CNN is monkeying with history by goosing the audio.
So many animals.
So, yeah, I'm surprised you and me.
E-I-E-I-O. We're not goosing that, I'll tell you that.
That's real audio right
there.
There's
no goose involved there. No, that's all human.
That's real.
That's all Michael Moore. Him and Roger.
You may want to keep those sounds handy.
Because here.
She wasn't just the maid, she was also the mother of his three children, and now Marlon Brando has settled the whole mess out of court.
The whole mess?
The whole mess. No word on how much money she got. She had asked for $100 million.
Is this his maid or his mistress?
This is Marlon.
Well, it was his maid who became his mistress.
Oh, I thought you were saying who's making the sounds.
Oh, no, no. I mean, who's filing the lawsuit?
Yeah, no, the maid-turned-mistress is filing the lawsuit, and Marlon's making the sounds.
Oh, Marlon.
The 79-year-old actor was not at yesterday's hearing.
I don't understand what the problem is.
You're being sued.
I'm being sued for what?
For not keeping your promise. Breach of promise, technically.
Excuse me, I've got some business to take care of right now. I'm sitting stationary, trying to digest all this, all this stuff that's swirling around me. It's very difficult to be me.
He's on the cover of one of the tabloids this week, and it says, I think the headline is, Marlon Brando, 360 pounds, crash diet nearly kills him.
You want an eclair? Look at my boy. Look what they did to my boy. Look how they massacred my boy.
Brando wasn't at the hearing, but his former lady, 43-year-old Maria Cristina Ruiz, was.
I'll have a wheel of brie. I'll have a reel of brie and a loaf of bread. White bread, and I'd like some olive oil on it. And I want it toasted. And then afterwards, I would like a vat of cream and a 12-inch BMT triple meat sauce. I'm satisfied.
The romance began in 1988, this past December, when he stopped paying her living expenses. He did continue to support the kids.
Who ate my cannoli?
Brando has 9 children.
I'd like a case of RC Cola, please.
I think she's given birth to a few more.
9 children.
Send up a case of RC Cola and some Krispy Kreme donuts. This is Marlon Brando.
9 kids, married 3 times. He gave Maria a ring, but never actually married her. She says it was like a marriage. He says it was just sex.
I would like a Smithfield ham sent to my room, please.
There's a picture of him.
Send me a Smithfield ham.
You want to see him as he truly is.
You know what the ring was that I gave her?
Right.
It was a bagel.
Get the movie The Score with De Niro and Ed Norton.
Right. Yeah.
Marlon Brando has a small role in it.
Role? I don't accept small roles. I like big roles.
And
round and serve.
There is a scene where he walks down a set of stairs to come into the bar where Robert De Niro is.
I lose my breath.
And, yes, you would think that they would do one shot of him coming down the stairs, then go like, okay, break, catch your breath, and now let's pick up the scene at the table.
Did you like The Score?
I think it's a good movie.
Do you know what The Score was?
What?
Brownies. Thick, rich brownies with tiny nuts. Delicious tiny nuts inside of the brownies. In the school, but I was totally out of breath, and my collar was too tight.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, these guys all sound like Andy Reid.
Yeah, well, wait till football season. Wait until we have those pregame interviews with Coach Reid.
Have you ever had a bundt cake with a tunnel of lemon?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods, how are you?
Hi.
I just want to let you know, I went to the Jack Diamond 2003 World Tour last Friday at Dewey.
What is that?
It is a train wreck.
Well, what is it? What is a world tour?
That's how he hypes it up.
His band, I guess?
What he does is a radio show live in the morning.
He was doing a remote. Okay.
Right.
Did they serve breakfast there?
No.
Oh, that's a travesty.
They all have on these jackets. It's got the globe on the back of it that says Jack Diamond U.S. World Tour 2003, number
Isn't that
one.
Lovely? Isn't that lovely? Not even an egg? You couldn't get an egg? How come you couldn't get an egg?
Anything. Coffee, donuts.
All nothing. I require is
they had it for them.
I would like a pint of half and half and some 12-layer bars. Thank you. This is not the best egg I've ever eaten. Thank you. Jack Diamond World Tour. For the Jack Diamond World Tour, this is Marlon Brando.
It is the worst.
Next year we will serve breakfast. I promise you this.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'd like a dozen eggs, 6 runny, 6 not.
Protests continue against the proposed CBS reality show based on the Beverly Hillbillies.
You know, Buzz, this is the most goddamn ridiculous thing.
For a show that may not even ever go on the air.
And again, what a fantastic idea it is. What pro-neck group is it that's opposed to this?
I'm so glad you asked. Now a group of Appalachian coal miners is headed to New York to make their objections known to the network.
Wow.
The head of the United Mine Workers says the group will show up at the May 21st shareholders meeting of Viacom.
Hey, that's a show right there.
The company that owns CBS.
They're coming to town.
Quoting the head of the UMW, to take a poor rural family, place them in a mansion, and ridicule them on national TV is repugnant. Last month, 43 congressmen from Texas to Florida expressed similar concerns to the network. CBS says it still hasn't actually decided to proceed with the program.
Oh, yeah, man. It should. It's a great show.
Man, I hate that. If the coal miners do show up at that stockholders meeting, they will likely encounter the humor of CEO Mel Carlson.
Hi, this is Marlon Brando for the United Coal Miners.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to welcome them all here. And we're going to have greens, collard greens, grits, and chitlins for everyone. We're going to have some good southern fried foods. And I enjoy excuse me, I enjoy everything. We're going to have hog maws.
Is this the part of the story where Mel tells a joke?
Yes.
Because I read this in the newspaper. Yes. All right, let me just say, everybody listening in your car right now, and I mean this, from my ticker, get ready to laugh.
That's there you go. That's right. And these are the miners at the shareholders meeting could run into the humor of Mel Karmazin. The fact that Karmazin doesn't get along with fellow Viacom CEO Sumner Redstone has been widely publicized. So some advertising guys were ready to laugh when Karmazin spoke to them last week, or this week, quoting Karmazin, "You'll be happy to know that this past Sunday I spent 5 hours at Sumner's wedding. I smiled, I laughed, I had a great time." One ad man asked Mel if he was the best man, to which Karmazin replied, "I was the baby ring bearer. I wore shorts and walked down the aisle. I thought I did a good job. I thought I was cute." Man.
That's very funny. That's very funny stuff.
I didn't find it funny.
We got a break.
I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Jesus effing Christ. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's the dealio. Be one of the first five random callers. Right now at 877-365-3636. And win tickets before you can buy them to see Bon Jovi's Bounce World Tour 03 with the Goo Goo Dolls. Sunday, July 27th. Tickets go on sale Saturday, 10 a.m. Get them at Ticketmaster, NissanPavilion.com. Random callers, five winners each get a pair of tickets for Bon Jovi. Win them before you can buy them. And Bon Jovi, not a whore in my book, John Bon Jovi.
That's right.
Making a rare, rare public appearance when he'll be on this show in a couple of weeks to come in and sing anything except God, Please Not Wanted Dead or Alive.
Dead or alive.
Christ, do I hate that. But the good thing is that John Bon Jovi and the band, they're really particular about where they perform.
Yeah.
And it's a real coup for us to get them in here. Because it's not like, you know, it's not like they would perform in Times Square on NFL opening day.
Right.
It's not like they would perform on every award show that has anything to do with music.
Mm-hmm. You're not a fan, are you?
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I am a huge fan.
I do. I'm confused.
I'm a fan.
I'm hearing hatred in your words.
No, I'm a fan of the music. I'm not a fan of the whoring. And we are simply...
I'm just trying to make a buck, Don.
Simply the latest whores. That's all right. But we're the Johns.
Yes, yes, you are.
He's the whore. That's we're right. The Johns. Anyway...
But I'm looking forward to the trick.
If you want to see Bon Jovi, call now. And they're coming on the show.
Very good.
Because they're on every show. They're going to be on Bill O'Reilly's show singing before they're on our show singing.
Do you think they'll be wearing ripped jeans?
Acid wash!
Thank you.
There's been yet another tribute to Bob Hope that he was too frail to attend.
80!
Hope turns
80.
100 next month.
Yeah, wow.
This week they rededicated one of his stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
How about rededicated my bunny eyes?
Phyllis Diller was there.
Here I go again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Bob Hope. Where's that AP All-American football team?
Phyllis Diller was there along with Eva Marie Saint.
Was Bob there?
Cindy Williams. No, Bob didn't make it. Too frail.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so frail.
Hope's wife and daughter were there. Kelsey Grammer was there.
I flossed the other day and I broke my wrist.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Bob Hope.
Yeah, wheel me out. Wheel me out. Where's my star? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob Hope. This is Bob Incontinence Hope. I left you a present there, Phyllis. Hey, Phyllis Diller, look at that. There's a Bob biscuit right there. Check out my Bob biscuit.
Kelsey Grammer was there to say
Big Kmart. This is big. Hey, sinner, I left you a Bob Brown biscuit.
Kelsey Grammer was there to say that Hope's laughter has, quote, helped us through some very difficult days.
Yeah, whatever.
Dennis Miller was there to say that Hope would have come if he could have.
He's a fag.
Quoting Dennis, if he was up and around, he would have made a beeline for Iraq to entertain our brave men and women there.
Yeah, Iraq.
What's happened to Dennis Miller?
I don't know. I'm concerned.
What's happened to Dennis Miller?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bob is not up and around. The latest report says that when he feels up to it, he sits on the deck and looks out on Toluca Lake. He pets his dogs and listens to audio recordings of his dead friends, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Frank Sinatra.
Put Clooney on. I want to listen to Clooney before I get to see what grass looks like on the other side.
When he feels up to it. Quoting daughter Linda, he's pretty fragile. It's been years since he's done an interview or been seen in public. Linda says he's forgetful, but sometimes, quote, comes up with some surprising things.
Yeah, there she is. Hey, how about that dog? Here, doggy. Here, doggy, let me pet you.
Hey, pretty soon I'll be joining the Bob Hope Underground.
Hey, you know what? Let's play a game.
Yes?
Okay. Read the last paragraph of that story.
All right.
The part about Bob and... It's picking up where Bob and the dogs.
Okay.
And instead of Bob Hope, use the name Ken Stevens.
Yeah, good.
All right. Ken pets his dogs and listens to audio recordings of his dead friends, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Frank Sinatra, if he feels up to it. Quoting daughter Linda, he's pretty fragile. It's been years since Ken's done an interview or been seen in public. Linda says he's forgetful, but sometimes, quote, comes up with some surprising things. She says Ken's aware of all the tributes, even though he's not well enough to attend. Ken turns 100 in just 6 weeks from now.
That was a funny idea. That was almost as funny as us using balls in the Craig Wilson segment.
Yeah. There's a takeoff on that.
There you go.
Very nice. Melissa Etheridge is getting married to her companion, Tammy Lynn Michaels. They've been together 2 years. Melissa's 41, Tammy Lynn is 28. Quoting their publicist, this is the first wedding for both of them. But Melissa still shares custody of a daughter and a son with her former partner, Julie Cypher. David Crosby donated the sperm.
That's carpeting.
That is our new official sound effect.
The Etheridge Michael ceremony will take place in Los Angeles, but no other details are being made public.
Hey, it's a lady.
You see, they're lesbians.
Hey, it's a lady.
As the guy who does the public affairs interviews at this radio station, I've learned you have to watch out for the Church of Scientology. They will try to get on your talk show under the guise of talking about the harmful effects of drugs that are prescribed by psychiatrists. Scientologists do not like psychiatry. I've learned to watch out for guests with a hidden agenda, and now Montel Williams has too.
Montel Letterman Lemon.
Earlier this week,
Mike Douglas.
Yeah?
The only white man ever made me moist.
Mike Douglas.
Earlier this week, Montel did a show about kids being abused through the use of prescription psychiatric drugs like Ritalin. His guests were from the watchdog group Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which is really just a front for the Scientologist. But the word Scientology was never mentioned once in the show.
Montel Williams had his name in the Larry King book today, though.
Did he?
Yes, he did. Larry King.
Not as often as Larry.
Only white man make me noise. Larry King.
Larry King. Montel Letterman. Leno. Larry King.
Larry King.
You would think Britney Spears, you'd think all she'd have to do is say some Japanese guy is stalking her and the guy would be history. Not so much. Her request for a restraining order has been dismissed as part of an out-of-court settlement with the guy.
This is so retarded! This is so retarded!
The lawyer for Masahiko Shizawa says Brittany misunderstood his client's interest in her.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh my god, okay.
So
let's hurry off, seriously.
They were going to stand out. I thought they were going to
Bam. Okay. Okay, thanks. Dang, you retarded.
Quoting Masahiko's lawyer, he's not a stalker. He's an avid fan. But after Britney received a photo of the guy with the caption, "I'm chasing you," she asked the court to keep him 1,000 yards away.
Well, here's the question. Did it say, "I'm chasing you," or was it written... I don't know if it's Japanese or Chinese. They draw with, they write with pictures.
Characters.
Yeah. Characters. So would it be a picture of a little guy chasing?
No, their characters are actually their letters.
Or in a rickshaw?
Words.
Like be, oh, so it'd be like, that'd be like T-I-T-V-H... X with an L on it, I, something like that?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Lock him up!
The guy's back in Japan now, so the restraining order has been denied.
Right,
he does say handy too.
I agree.
A top health official in this country says China withheld information about the SARS virus, allowing it to spread and kill more people. Quoting the head of Health and Human Services, "We've been very upset with the transparency of the Chinese government. We think lives could have been saved. We could have controlled it."
Oh, sounds to me like the guy speaking about the SARS virus,
right,
is the same guy that was stalking Britney Spears.
I believe you might be right about that.
The virus has spread to nearly 24 countries and infected over 3,400 people, killed about 160 of them. Our Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says a drug or vaccine for SARS could still be a year or two away.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much going on in this newscast.
Timing is everything, especially in advertising. As the SARS epidemic rages in the Pacific Rim, magazine ads from the Hong Kong Tourism Board promote that city as a vacation spot that'll, and I quote, "take your breath away."
He said rim.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Pacific Rim. Shortness of breath is one of the main symptoms of SARS, which has killed the people I mentioned earlier. An ad campaign was drawn up before the outbreak, and the print ads just couldn't be pulled in time.
Those wacky ads, man.
That's wacky.
What a boner.
McCloud? Get me McCloud! McCloud?
In sports, ESPN is about to venture...
I know that has nothing to do with the ad agency, but I just love that. McCloud?
Something McCloud would say? You really pulled a boner now, McCloud.
McCloud?
In sports, ESPN's about to venture into a realm that was the ruination of MTV. The Sports Network is about to launch its first fictional scripted show. The one-hour drama is called Playmakers. It's about the world of pro football. The good news is it's produced and written by the same guy who produces and writes the ABC show Alias, but he's also written for Beverly Hills 90210. The show's set to premiere on August 26th, about the time football season begins. So, there. Finally, a Boston man who likes NASCAR better than baseball could be going to prison for making his feelings known.
Oh, is this the email guy?
Michael Milo, that's right. A 40-something who knows a lot about computers and email.
Hammerhead.
And when the Fox affiliate in Beantown cut away from a NASCAR race to a Red Sox game, he got angry. Fox says it suffered $36,000 in damage.
I didn't set off the alarm. Come on.
Hammerhead.
Sorry.
All right.
A click.
Thank you. Fox says it suffered $36,000 in damages when he spammed their website with a half dozen emails that he sent over and over again. Fox says its computer in 1 month got over 500,000 emails from the guy who just wanted to watch NASCAR. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Bet he's a Dale Jr. fan.
No!
That's it, we got to know. See you tomorrow. With the all-new episode, as Matt Lauer would say, good day to you, sir.
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 You holding up that picture of Larry King. Yeah, good luck to them at that event tonight. Mention my name 100... How many times was it possible?
108.
108 times.
Gotta go. Hey, Linus.
I'll see you in Tokyo.
Okay.
DM.
Eater J.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.